We here at Ratchet Rock would like to thank some of our patrons, like Severick,
Stephen V,
Michael D,
Russian Bot Old Man Ghost Steve,
James B,
Brownie D,
Carl B,
Dan Gunner,
Several Bats,
Will,
James,
you're welcome,
and Chados.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
We're recording.
All right, how many straight minutes of screaming do you want to open the show with?
Why don't we go a little lower this time and only do like 45?
All right, I'm just going to condense it all real quick.
I feel like our listeners just know to skip to the 45-minute mark.
Yeah.
Oh, the recording starts and your phone vibrates.
We got to keep them guessing.
You missed the popular.
Robo mules have six legs.
Oh, so
that's more legs than I have.
Anyway, hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnar Rock actual play.
Just had to make sure.
I'm Ryan, I'm going to be GMing tonight's game, and it's going to be Eclipse Phase.
My Robo Mule has auto cook.
Auto cook?
I don't know what it does, it just says where auto cook.
It cooks the mule real fast. So we can have nice mule steaks.
Do you have a microwave mule?
Oh, no. It's my mule has an auto. It's a cornucopia machine.
Oh.
They just call it an auto cook now. Fab food and drink only.
Yeah, I don't know. You cook a cornucopia.
So it's you make whatever you want.
Got a bunch of
food and drink.
Just eat the vegetables out of the cornucopia.
Whatever you want to eat or drink.
Yep.
So tonight's adventure is a little holiday themed horror fest that I like to call Operation Ho Ho Ho. So, as I said, I'm going to be GMing.
Prove it.
Okay. You die horribly screaming.
All right. All you, Alex.
Oh, all right.
just get up and go home.
Before I have to kill Eric again, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and your characters?
Can you just kill Eric again?
Sure.
I've been waiting for this.
Eric goes insane, and then he dies.
All right.
Oh, screaming.
Wow. Good for you, Eric.
Thank you.
But it's Eclipse Phase, so he comes back.
Oh.
Huh.
Speaking of Eric, this habit's going to be interrupted.
I'm not Meyer.
Meyer's not here.
I'm Eric, and he's going to still do it. I'm Eric, and I'm playing Marguerite Jeteau. She is in a Fury Morph. she has the nickname the Butcher of Paris, but she doesn't know why, because that's outside of her memory. She's in a backup made weeks before her death. So whatever happens, I guess she doesn't remember. She's a Fury Morph. She's good at the fight skills. But she also has a Guardian Angel bot.
So I just looked it up because you were asking about it. They are larger rotocraft used for defensive purposes. They hover around their charges, keeping a watchful eye out to protect them from threats. Chameleon skin, eel wear, enhanced hearing, enhanced smell, nice. Enhanced vision, light combat armor, radar, smart actuators, a T-ray emitter, and an articulated weapon mount. So your guardian angel can shoot.
Nice. And apparently, I do my character's as drugs, because her movement rate is Walker 420.
I get it.
I don't.
I'm Alex, and I'm going to be playing Mohamed Saint-Denis, but he goes by Davos.
Oh, I go by Shrike. I forgot to mention that.
Davos is a Barsoomian smuggler who usually operates out of the TQZ on Mars. Reacquires materials from the TQZ and sells them on the black market.
So he requires. Oh, wait, that's actually a word.
Requires them. He requires them. He knows a lot of stuff about a whole bunch of stuff, and is not good at shooting things. But yeah,
I'm good at shooting things. I'll help.
Also, we don't have a face. So.
That's really weird. I thought we were supposed to look like humans.
He's in an exalt morph right now.
So I will ask, how did you guys happen to find yourselves in Jovian space?
Didn't Firewall send us here? Or are we just here?
That's what I'm here. I'm asking, are you here for something else, or did they just, like, pop you in bodies, reconstitute you, and...
Well, if that's because Davos was making a delivery. Someone requested something from the TQZ, and he got it and was delivering it.
I got a hint that someone over here could tell me a little bit more about myself, because one of my motivators is discover past, because I don't know enough about my past to know why I'm the Butcher of Paris.
Oh, yeah, my motivations are plus independence, plus Barsoomian rights, and minus fascism.
Great.
So, it's going to be great with Jovian Republic.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll love you.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you have been invited via whatever code firewall is using these days.
Invited or invited?
Invited, okay. With quote massive air quotes. It's not optional. It's not an invitation at all.
So, like, the quotes are in like 72-point fonts,
yeah,
and the word invited is in 8 points.
Right. It's really, really more of an order than an invitation. You've been ordered to rendezvous with a proxy Nero at an auto parts store in the bad part of town in a Reagan cylinder called Columbus. It is kind of a cramped, smoggy, shitty habitat. A couple of kilometers long. There are wealthy areas, and like crushing poverty exists almost side by side.
Which one are we in right now?
The crushing poverty part.
Yeah.
They are in what the governor of the cylinder assures you is a totally planned winter simulation, and not a catastrophic collapse of the systems, the
life support systems
aboard the habitat. So the temperatures are extremely low. The cylinder is large enough that there is weather, and it has snowed.
I wish I had my ruster. That'd be great. Do you know what a Reagan cylinder is, Eric?
It's like what they keep Ronald Reagan in his frozen body so that they can bring him back in the future to rule mankind.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, pretty close. Right.
So, in Eclipse, there's a type of habitat called O'Neill cylinders, which are basically big tubes that you live on the inside of, mm-hmm. and they spin to simulate gravity. Oh. But in Jovian space, because Jupiter has such intense radiation, they bore giant holes inside asteroids and spin those. And they call them Reagan cylinders.
Uh-huh. So the meters and meters of rock shield you from the, you know, awful amounts of radiation in the Jovian magnetosphere.
The deadly radiation.
Yeah. But it is what they say in the book is an inefficient habitat form. So, like, you, the systems malfunction. Sometimes they spread disease really easily.
Other places call them coffin hams.
Yeah, and sometimes there's a totally planned winter simulation.
Yep.
Which coincides with the fact that the Catholics are celebrating Christmas. And it is Christmas Eve.
Is everyone in Jovian space Catholic?
A lot of them are.
I know the Pope's there. That's where
the Holy See relocated.
Yeah.
But anyway, to remind everybody of their human past back on Earth, the governor has really been also to get people through the, you know, terrifying ordeal that has been the past few months. They've been playing up the, you know, home and hearth angle, and I mean, people have decorated and.
Aww.
So the two of you have been ordered to the auto parts store where you're supposed to meet up with a proxy Nero.
Nero? N-E-R-O?
Nero, yes.
All right. I'm going to I'm gonna head to that auto parts store.
Good thing, otherwise we'd be too far out from it.
I'm guessing Davos probably had to buy a jacket on the way. So he's wearing probably like a poofy, although he has smart clothes, so that would probably adapt to the cold, I think. I'm gonna double check. Because it's not like surface of Mars cold.
No.
So
it's totally habitable with the proper attire.
Yeah.
For a baseline human.
I have a couple of things I had questions about.
Yes.
What morph traits? Dominant limb.
It's a penalty. Like basically, you're right-handed.
Okay.
So you would take a penalty if you're like shooting with your left hand.
And now I have enhanced behavior, aggressiveness. I understand level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Cooperation level 2. Does that mean, like, I have to listen to people?
I don't know. Fury Morphs are bred for combat.
Yeah, but they also, like, attack each other, and have, like, like, they are very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cool.
Hierarchical and like challenge each other for dominance and
it's actually funny because I was reading the one of the other Takeshi Kovacs books and he talks about how their combat morphs are breded with wolf genes to increase their aggressiveness but also a pack mentality,
mm-hmm.
so they'll be loyal to the rest of the unit. Let me see if I can find the morph trait. So I found the Fury thing, and it just says that you have cooperation. It doesn't say what that is. So let me see. Is it a morph trait or an ego trait?
It is a morph trait.
It is not in the book.
All right. I'll decide what it means. It means every time I take a step,
well, I
gain 70 health back.
It's a program behavior, isn't it? Is that in the book?
Yeah. One second. Negative traits. Oh, wait, maybe I was looking at positive traits. Non-human biochemistry. Planned obsolescence. It's morph.
I mean, I could assume what it means. I'm supposed to be cooperating with the group, and I have an instilled sense of that. I don't want to hold the game up too much.
All right.
It doesn't say. I'm just totally missing it.
I mean, that they might have changed that because. Those sample characters were from August, so...
No, it's still... it's in the character description for Fury Morph.
Oh, well.
But... It does not say... What it does.
It does not.
It does not. Okay. Sawi Ewick.
So, anyway, the auto parts store is in a horrifically bad neighborhood... it's gotta be at least, maybe like -5 Celsius, something along those lines. People are starting fires in oil barrels and 50-gallon drums. There have been, brownouts, throughout this neighborhood and, the CDC is on patrol. Trying to make sure that the civilians don't freeze to death in their homes.
CDC?
The Civil Defense Corps.
Ah, okay.
Basically, Jovian cops. When you arrive, I'll say, you guys arrive together or separately?
Probably separately.
Okay. So in that case, we'll go with, Davos. You said you have a,
I was making a sale. Someone ordered some stuff, and I was delivering.
All right.
Or ordered a thing. Why is it so hard to find about my smart clothes? I need to know whether or not I'm wearing a jacket.
I mean, honestly, like, if you did have smart clothes, you probably left them packed on whatever shuttle you came in with because you didn't want to be arrested.
Really? Even smart clothes?
They don't like nanotech.
Just some stupid clothes.
Stupid Jovians.
Get some regular old wool.
Space wool?
Space wool. No, it's probably some kind of horrific petroleum fiber. You look like you just wandered in off the set of Star Trek from the 60s.
So, this is...
I mean, if you are wearing a smart coat, yeah, I'm sure it could, like, bulk itself up a little and adjust to keep you warm in the cold temperatures.
That's what I need to... Okay. Gear made from smart materials incorporates nanomachines that can alter the object's shape, color, and texture. For example, smart clothing can transform from specialized cold weather clothing suitable for the Martian poles in winter to a fashionable suit in the latest style. Similarly, a smart material tool can switch from a powered screwdriver to a wrench or a hammer as the nanomachines reshape the tool. Reshaping takes 1d6 minutes.
So as long as you're careful not to shift your clothing where, you know, mm-hmm. Jovians can see you do it, you're just wearing regular clothes.
Yeah. Apparently, you can also modify it to give you camouflage and plus 10 to infiltrate tests.
Hmm. Cool.
Do that. Also use smart clothing to stand out. I guess that makes sense. Plus 10 to plus 30 to perceive you. Oh, smart clothing keeps you comfortable in environments from negative 40 to 70 Celsius.
Well, it's negative 41, sorry.
Well, negative 40 Celsius is 40 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty fucking cold.
Yep. That's that.
So yeah, so I just have it looking like winter clothes right now.
Like 30 or 35 degrees Celsius is like balmy.
Yeah.
So 40 below is pretty fucking cold.
Yeah. Yeah, so Davos also, as an affectation, he wears a cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's walking around through Columbus with his robo mule following him, strapped down with different types of gear, and a big, like, poofy winter coat. He made it look like whatever, like, mm-hmm. everyone else is wearing. So probably like a poofy winter coat, and a brown cowboy hat on his head.
There's a picture of Notorious B.I.G. on the back.
His hat or the coat?
Both.
Civilians on the street tend to give you, like, kind of a wide berth because of the robot, and you get stopped and questioned by the CDC once, but they, you know, check your credentials or whatever, your mm-hmm. Your travel visa.
Well, he's just following me, officers.
How intelligent is that jacket, sir?
Smarter than that robot.
The jacket starts quoting Shakespeare. Shut the fuck up!
But it is no murder. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, that was my conjoined twin.
That is the quintessence of dust.
It's uppity sometimes.
All right, sir, just move along. Okay? Send
Merry Christmas.
Away. We'll be keeping an eye on you.
I make sure to say Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. Because then I will get arrested.
Yeah, you get a grunt in response. Mm-hmm. As I said, they're worried about people freezing to death. So,
yeah, I probably got like gloves on. I assume that I made it into gloves too. Yeah. So,
so you arrive at the moto parts shop. There's a sign on the door, a graphic floating that says closed. The lights are off, and it seems as if no one is inside.
Is there... The front door, does it have, like, a window in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Davos goes and, like, tilts his hat back and presses his face to the glass. And knocks, hello?
There's kind of, like, a film of fog and frost. And kind of, like... wipe it away and kind of peer into the darkness. And before you know it, there's a face that kind of like leers up right out at you on the other side of the on the other side of the window. Have you ever seen an old person before?
In real life? Probably not. Well, maybe. Davos is a colonist.
Okay.
So there were probably some old people when we were first settling the colonies.
And there's lots of, like, media and XP and vids and stuff where, you know, they have old people characters.
Yeah, they have old morphs.
Yeah.
Oh!
This person is has gray hair and a very wrinkled face, and is wearing an eye patch. And he opens the door and motions you in. You can smell the thick scent of cigar smoke and sweat. he takes a cigar from between his teeth. And he gives you the firewall challenge phrase. What do you do when the exterminator's late?
You burn down the apartment.
He grunts and says, good enough. They told me we were expecting someone else.
Are we?
I hope so. I hope to God so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I tend to run solo, but not for things like this. Hey, guess what, Ryan?
Yeah.
I have TACNET. It's part of the starting gear for firewall operatives.
Of course you do.
I did not pick it. It was given to me.
All right, so,
you've not been a firewall operative.
No, Ryan said we're firewall operatives.
Yeah, you guys are. Shrike.
Yeah.
You received the same very strongly worded invitation. Mm. How do you arrive? Are you on foot, taking a cab, or?
For some reason, see her being on foot.
Okay.
Just on foot. She's got like a kind of ratty jacket. It's not, it still offers a little bit of protection against the elements, but nothing like, it could be better.
All right.
But she's a tough girl. She could take the cold.
It's so cold that nobody like catcalls you or propositions you as you walk down the street. You are unharassed.
Good.
And also freezing. You kind of got a little bit of a shiver by the time you arrive at the auto parts shop. Again, you see the same thing, darkened storefront, glowing graphic that says closed.
Is there some special kind of knock I'm supposed to have?
Not that you're aware of.
I just rap on the window.
You see kind of a blur of movement from the other side of the glass, and the door opens. And you hear a hacking cough, and a voice says, what do you do when the exterminator's late?
I already forgot what Alex said.
Burn the apartment down.
Burn the apartment down.
Good enough. Come on in.
Definitely use it in this weather.
Could all use the heat.
So, I hear they've got you on a definitely planned winter simulation.
100% planned. It's only been going on for 8 months.
Now, it's a long winter, you know, with the orbit of Jupiter.
Yeah, well,
I don't like it.
Sorry to call you all in on an off like this on Christmas Eve, but one of my people has gone missing, and I need someone to find out what happened to him. And perhaps bring him back if he's alive, and if not, maybe purge some things with fire, let us say.
All right. Well, what happened?
All right. Well, my operative, I didn't come up with a name for this guy, so name Steven. The operative.
Tyler of Aerosmith.
It's a long code name. We'll just call him Aerosmith.
Yay!
So my operative Aerosmith was tracking a person of interest who came in on a shuttle from the Martian area. He is a well. Let us say that he acquired a reputation for acquiring certain objects from the quarantine zone on Mars.
What's his name?
Well, we don't rightly know. Some of the crows have been trying to dig up his dirty laundry. We know that he came out of the Futura project. And we know that these days he's going by Kevin McAllister.
Would I recognize the name as also being someone who takes things out of the TQZ on Mars?
You can check G-Rep, I guess.
Yeah,
check
sure.
Your G-Rep.
That is a 28 out of 60.
You've heard of him before. He's known for handling really dangerous exovirus samples.
Yeah, he's one crazy motherfucker. I've heard of him.
He's done a lot of business in the past with criminal syndicates selling what he refers to as like prepackaged weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, he finances, well, not finances, but he likes to sell to terrorists and whatnot.
He sounds like a joy.
That happens to be what brought him to our attention. I put my operative Aerosmith on him when he turned up on Columbus.
What's he doing here?
Well, we figured out that he has family.
And are you saying that he came home for Christmas?
Certainly seems that way.
Well, unexpected, but all right.
Some sentimentality to him, I guess.
Well, being that he's a lost, I can't imagine that his relationship with his parents is all that good. He sends you both a dossier through the mesh. This is the boy's mother. You bring up a dossier on a Dr. Kate McAllister. She was a Cognite employee. Let me see, what do I have about her here? They don't know exactly what her function was, but they know she was part of a research team and that she terminated her employment with Cognite just about the time that the Futura fiasco broke.
That's awfully convenient.
She and her husband took advantage of the Jovian relocation incentives. They were both sleeved in their original morphs. So they kind of broke ties with the rest of the civilized world and moved to Jovian space.
Well, it's definitely a good place to hide.
Anyway, we're not sure. According to what Aerosmith was able to dig up, the family is on vacation in Europa.
So he came to visit his family, but they left, and what, now he's just home alone?
Apparently so. We don't know if he was planning revenge or some kind of family reunion. But Aerosmith, before he disappeared, sent me a very cryptic message. He said he thought he'd been made. And I haven't heard from him for 2 days now.
Huh. Well, I guess we'll go and try to find your boy or girl. Who is... Do you have a description of Arrowsmith or a picture?
He sends you a... We didn't gender Arrowsmith yet. He sends you a dossier on Arrowsmith, like the morph that they were wearing. And, they are, let's say, just a regular old splicer. Neuter gender. Kind of close-cropped purple hair.
All right, well, we'll get your agent back, hopefully.
I got a ground car. I got a ground car out back if you want to use it.
Sure.
It might help you avoid notice with those bots you got trailing.
Oh, I have to name my bot.
All right. I like how you said that in your accent.
Oh man, what's my robo mule called?
Steven.
No.
Tyler.
No.
Arrowsmith.
I'm thinking Snoopy. Yeah. That's Snoopy.
Snoopy. Okay.
Oh, that's just Snoopy.
Mine should be named after a comic character too.
Woodstock.
No. A different one.
Well, yours flies.
Dilbert. Oh, yeah, mine does fly. That does make sense, actually.
Yeah, that's why I said Woodstock.
But we don't know each other, so it would be a very big coincidence.
Yep. It's also a guardian angel. You can name it after an angel.
Yeah.
What comic angels?
How about Kathy?
Gary Coleman! There was that one cartoon where he was an angel and he came down from heaven and he had to help people.
Sure. Alright, yeah, I'll fold Snoopy up into the trunk.
I'll come up with a name, don't worry. Snoopy.
Yeah, that's, I'd point to my Robo Mule. Snoopy carries my gear.
Does a lot of sneaking around?
Oh, no.
Oh, I just thought from the name Snoopy that. Yeah, he snoops.
Well.
If you guys need to do any demolitions on the place, try not to do any demolitions on the place. Dr. McAllister is, she's not high profile, but, she is on the Committee of Bioethics and Advanced Technology. She uses her former area of expertise to evaluate new tech for the Jordans.
Right. So don't blow up the nice doctor's house. Unless we absolutely have to.
It might cause an incident.
Right. If we do, make sure we're not there when it happens.
Or make sure to blame it on, like, autonomous agitators.
You know, I heard that there might be some uplift demonstrators around these parts today.
Well, remember, only as a last resort.
All right.
Okay. So he shows you to the back of the shop. There's an auto repair bay, and sitting in it is a blue van with the words OK Heating and Plumbing printed on it.
I mean, I guess I'll get it done.
There's plenty of room for your drone.
Fuck!
What?
Eric's, well, yeah, because you're in a Fury Morph. Eric has 6 vigor points.
What was that to?
Look at the cheat sheet.
I can use it to go first in action turn, take an extra quick or complex physical action, or ignore the effects of one wound for 24 hours.
Also, all of that stuff, too.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah. I have 1 each of Insight, Vigor, and Moxie, and 3 Flex. It's just a one shot, though.
Yeah.
Damn. 1 Insight, 1 Moxie, 6 Vigor, and 4 Flex.
I have Bioweave Armor and Claws.
Yeah. Well, you are a combat
morph. Yeah, that's why the Furies are very expensive.
Yeah.
So anyway, he hands you a satchel. Davos, he says, I see by your profile in the eye that you've got a little bit of demo experience.
Yep.
So I'll give this to you.
Oh.
Remember, last resort.
Lucky.
But you should have it anyway.
Alright.
Oh, you don't trust me?
Do you have demolition skills?
I can improvise.
Yeah, it's not really an improvisational kind of thing.
You know, it's blowing things up is... I don't have it. I don't have it, by the way.
Yeah, it's a hardware skill. Alright. I also can drive, so I'll do that.
I can pre-fall. I won't do that right now, but I'll do it later. When
I'm good at that.
So I'm not going to make you drive check.
drive check. Just set, critical fail, we die.
You drive the van off a bridge.
How is there a bridge? It's a tomb!
Don't worry. We'll take care of your van.
I just drive, and somehow it just goes up and crashes into the ground on the other side of the cylinder.
You guys end up just somehow floating in the center where there's no gravity at all.
How did we get up here?
We're like the fruits in the jello molds.
Now you have to free fall.
Alright, so you go to the address that Proxy Nero gave you, and it is a three-story red brick colonial, Georgian, very nice portico on the front. The McAllisters look like they do quite well for themselves. And this is on the other side of town.
Okay.
The posh, well-to-do side of town.
Oh.
So, does it have a yard, or is it just like...
Yeah, these people have...
With grass?
These people have backyards.
Wow. Does it have grass?
You suspect, under the snow, I mean...
Oh,
Yeah.
Let's shovel and find out.
The winter has been going on for several months, so yeah. You suspect that the grass is dead.
Yeah.
Alright,
so... I read the description of my, disassembly tools.
Okay.
It's basically like a toolkit of like cutting torches and wrenches and stuff that I need the Robo Mule to carry around.
Okay.
So I'm gonna take my diamond axe and my other smaller stuff, and I'm gonna send Snoopy around to the backyard.
Okay.
And have him chill there with my disassembly tools.
Okay.
And I'll call him if I need to.
Okay.
Disassemble stuff.
So the house is decorated with Christmas wreaths and laurels and ivy and
also as we were driving, I reconfigured my smart clothes from big puffy jackets to just like normal regular fitting clothes. So I'm not walking around with a big puffy jacket while trying to
break and enter.
Yeah.
In something
also
else.
Black.
My guardian angel bot's name is Clyde because it was my favorite of the Pac-Man ghosts. Clyde.
Cool.
Nice. Anyway, it does not appear that anyone else is around on the street. And there are several lights on in the house, although you don't really see any activity through the windows. The curtains are all drawn. So, what's your method of ingress?
Any thoughts?
Well, I assume we want to get in here quietly. This guy's probably... It's very likely he's just here.
Yeah.
Well, you know. He could be here waiting.
Oh. Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying Aerosmith's probably dead.
Oh, I was talking to Kevin, because from the way it sounded, he wasn't too friendly with his family, so he could be just waiting for them to come back to attack, and we just walk through the door, and we get attacked.
Why don't we head around back and check out what's there?
Not a bad plan.
All right. You walk around to the back of the house. The backyard is sheltered from view. There's a fence. The snow, it hasn't snowed in a while. So it's kind of a powdery, you know, it's a little icy in spots, but not too terrible. There is a kitchen door, or a back door. You don't know what's on the other side. It's the kitchen.
I think it's the kitchen.
Yeah. And a set of stairs, leading down.
Looks like we got a basement. What do you think? Basement or kitchen? I'm sorry. Mysterious back door.
Well, he probably won't be in the basement. I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's his, you know, hangout room.
Yeah, but if he's expecting someone to come in and he's in the basement, that's a lot less points of exit.
Maybe he's not expecting anyone right now. Maybe they use the basement as their main entrance in and out. I don't know. Let's start with the kitchen.
Okay. We'll just fight against what I was saying and then just go do it anyway.
Is the door locked?
It is not.
Huh. All right. I have gloves, by the way.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Wait a minute. You got the guns. Right? I mean, you have guns, right?
I sure do.
No, yeah, why don't you go first then? Yes. I'm a lot squishier than you are.
Yeah, I'm used to hearing things like that. Yeah, okay.
Also, I'm assuming you actually have armor.
Armor 8 and 7. Yeah, bioweave armor 2 and 3. I have armor 8/6, whatever that means.
8 energy, 6 kinetic.
All right.
Oh, wow, my kinetic armor's better than yours.
Your kinetic armor's an 8.
It's 10, but my energy's only 4. I have a vest.
All right, so it's locked or no?
It's not locked.
Not locked. Okay.
Do you open the door?
I'm gonna look left and right to make sure. Like, I'm gonna try to see if there's any like a camera or something keeping an eye on us.
Make me a perceive test.
Oh, it's the second number, right?
Mm-hmm.
The
55. Whatever one's higher, yeah.
Yeah, 55. 60 out of 55.
Not that you see.
Can I roll security ops to see if I know like what security. A standard, like a home security system would be around here?
Yeah, I have security ops too.
46 out of 75.
This is a really, like I said, well-to-do area. It wouldn't make sense to have a home security set up. They may have some kind of alarm system. You don't see any evidence of like door sensors, but you do spot a small like security hardwired security camera under the eave of the house, pointed at the back door.
Okay. Can I configure my clothes to have like a mask, so I have like a cowl kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't even have to interface, and you just, you know.
Or I just like pull it up. And,
mm-hmm.
I just take my shirt and stretch it until it goes, and then like mold it on my face.
We're all technology or something.
Is it within reach? Like, could I reach up and like shut it off, or is it too high up?
You could probably if Shrike gave you a boost, but it's. Like I said, it's like up on the roof.
On the roof. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like under the first floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's
not like it is on the first floor. It's just like maybe like 7 or 8 feet off the ground. So you would need a ladder or a boost from your partner.
I could stand on Snoopy.
You could.
But I'm not going to.
That'd be rude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they already saw us.
Damn, so. Doghouse.
Do you want me to deactivate the camera, or you want to just go?
Well, I mean, you said they already saw us, right?
If it's on.
Deactivating the camera is probably worth it.
All right. So I'll have Snoopy come over, just be like lock in place if it becomes a platform. And hardware industrial to... fuck with it?
Do you have electronics? That might work a little better.
I do not.
All right, I'll let you do industrial at a minus 10.
Aerospace wouldn't work better. Hardware demolitions. Just put a little of the explosive on it. What was the
tiny little bomb?
What was the penalty?
Minus 10.
All right. No, that is a 88 out of 70. Critical failure.
Ooh.
Oh.
And I can't spend my flex on that.
You successfully deactivated the camera.
Oh, wait, no, I can.
You turned it into a sentry gun.
Downgrade a critical failure to a regular failure. Nah.
That would be very, like, Home Alone. Like, you get up on the drone with your mask and your black clothing looking all badass, and then you, like, start to fiddle with it and your mask flips down, you're like, it just gets, like, a perfect shot of your face.
Yeah, I critical failed. I'm not gonna spend points on it yet.
It's like, I can't seem to get it. That wire's in there real good.
Oh man. I gotta stare directly into it and smile. So fix it.
Wait, let me turn. No, I don't see anything.
I'm just gonna... Oh, I'll hold up this sign with my name and address on it.
Anyway, this is... It's designed to be tamper-proof.
Right.
So it's you can kind of see the wire, but it's... You can't really, like, get a good grip on it to cut it. It's under, like, a little plastic bubble, and
mm-hmm.
you can't figure out how the bubble comes off. It's,
right. I could hit it with my axe, but that's probably a little too obvious.
You realize I have no melee weapons. I have melee stat, and I can melee.
Not too well. Do you want my axe? Because I don't have the melee. What's your melee at?
40. I'm more of a guns.
Mine's at 15. So if it comes to it, I'll toss you my axe, which does more damage than a pistol.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a diamond axe, which does 2d10 plus 3 damage. It also has armor piercing, reach, and 2 hand. So, yeah.
So did you get it?
No. It's fine. We'll be alright.
Well, we're not gonna just keep standing out here, so...
No, let's go.
Alright, so Shrike, you opening the door?
I'm gonna open the door.
Okay,
Check it
on. You open the door and you feel like a little, a small like tug, as if the door was pulling something, and then you hear a sound that it's almost like what's the word I'm looking for?
Disassembly swarm?
No.
Flamethrower?
Not just yet. God damn it. What's the word I'm looking for?
Bouquet of flowers?
No. Anyway, it sounds like a, like some kind of a turbine winding up or a Tesla coil, like building a charge, mm-hmm. some kind of like electronic, like, make me a rough times 3 test.
Eric's favorite.
Tesla coil was the...
Was that the good or the bad?
Trips Heroes is good? Yeah, 99's bad.
Okay.
Okay.
I always forget which system, which one is bad and which one...
Yeah, yeah. Zero is... This system runs 0 to 99. 99 is always the thing.
Alright, yeah. I got 0.
So you walk into the... you open the door. You kind of get like a quick cursory glance around the kitchen. You see something... like that swings and points in your direction,
mm-hmm.
and you just like those reflexes kick in, and you step back and pull the door shut,
mm-hmm.
And then there you hear a catapulting sound, and then there's part of a kitchen knife that's gone completely through the door and is like sticking out inches mm-hmm. from your face.
I back away, just see the knife reach up and give it a little.
It's just the flick of a blade.
Yeah, give it a little flick with my finger.
Damn.
Ooh. That moved fast.
Not as fast as you.
What can I say? I act well under pressure, I guess.
Was, do you think it reloaded, or is that it?
I sure hope not. Maybe I'll duck and go in.
After you.
So, you have free running?
No.
No, that is no longer a skill. Athletics.
Oh, athletics.
I have athletics.
Sorry, I'm running the first edition.
Yep.
You monster.
I think he's saying roll athletics.
Yeah, roll athletics. So you're just like running in and diving for cover?
Yeah, I think that's better than just staying out here. No, 56 out of 40.
Okay.
Dead!
Remember, you do have those pools you can spend.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Afterwards, vigor is not as useful. After all, you could flip it.
Can't flip it, it'll be a worse failure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Or you can't re-roll anymore.
Alright. Oh, man.
One damage, right?
Well, So here's the thing. You burst through the door and kind of like take in the room really quick and dive for cover. And whatever this thing is, probably if it was gonna hit you, it would have hit you by now. Mm-hmm. You hear that same. You kind of like duck behind. There's like an island with a breakfast nook. Mm-hmm. You kind of duck behind that and
like alligator?
Take cover. What happened?
I thought there'd be an alligator there.
Oh no!
No crocodiles, Eric.
I'm sorry.
Or in Jovian space.
You hear that same like charging noise, and then you hear a spark, mm-hmm. And you hear metal just clattering to the floor.
Oh, okay.
Because I rolled for the trap and I crit failed.
Oh, all right.
Davos hears that, waits a beat, and then sticks his head in. Thanks. Not in, but looks around. Good job.
Thanks. I didn't even do it. I just ran.
So you see on the other side of the room is this weird, like, cobbled together. It looks like somebody took pots and pans and by way of something crafted them into a rail gun.
Oh.
There is a butcher's block full of knives, or formerly full of knives. Mm-hmm. The entire set of 8 steak knives, meat cleavers, scissors, boning knife, paring knife are all like littering the floor around it. Huh. And you look at the back of the door to see that the thing that came through it was the tip of a 14-inch chef's knife.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, I've added Shrike to my TACnet.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Startled me.
Sorry.
Make me a perceive test.
Me?
Either of you. Or both of you.
Mine sucks.
Mine's 55.
Mine's 40. And I failed.
52 out of 55.
96 out of 40.
All right, you're still.
I'm puzzling over. Yeah. How did they get the rail gun?
That shouldn't work.
No,
it really shouldn't.
That's why it only got one shot off.
Yeah, and then it broke
because
it was a terrible idea.
That shot would have hurt.
So you look around the room.
14-inch knife to the face. I don't know.
Yeah, Shrike. You look around the room. It's a nice enough kitchen, but you don't notice like. You know how people usually have, like, things on the counter, you know, a caddy for mail, a coffee pot, you know, whatever else they have in the transhuman future in Jupiter space.
Right.
Space coffee cups.
Space coffee.
Spoffee.
Spoffee. Stools for the breakfast nook.
Actually, I wonder if they would, because coffee would be super resource intensive to grow.
Mm.
This is space coffee.
Oh right, okay.
it's the bland like
Just imagine, like, the entire O'Neill cylinders that are just dedicated to coffee agriculture.
Even if coffee were very expensive, these people can probably
right, yeah, they're rich. Okay.
They're, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Starbucks cylinder.
Soy calf. They're drinking soy calf.
Yeah. Anyway, none of that stuff seems to be here. Like, you would think that, somebody just, like, moved out.
Well, I'll admit that my memory isn't the best, but this is the cleanest kitchen I've ever seen.
Damn. I'm gonna open the fridge.
You hear Tesla coil like sounds?
It's just one egg.
Oh man, you got the easy one.
No, this is salmonella!
The fridge is full of pizza boxes.
Oh, that's better.
I'm just gonna grab one and shake it. Empty, full?
Partially full.
Okay. Want a slice?
I mean, if it's fine, yeah.
I'm gonna run my
trust in everything in the house right now.
I do have a nano detector, so I have that clipped to my belt and on. Just okay. FYI.
It has not gone off yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna. So that's the only thing in the fridge is pizza boxes.
Yeah.
No drinks. No.
Baking
soda.
There's, it looks like, bottles of cola. Soda.
Right. I know. Why don't we plug up the kitchen sink and turn it on? Just leave the faucet running.
Why?
I don't know. Well, it'll be like our calling card that we were here.
It seems a...
On the way out. Maybe on the way out.
If we have time.
All right, pizza and cola.
What kind of pizza?
I'll open one of the boxes.
Plain cheese.
Plain.
Okay. I grab a slice.
I don't. I know. I've changed my mind.
All right, I'll be the patsy. I'll take a bite of it.
It's cold pizza, but
all right.
I mean, like, there's I don't know what pizza is like in the moons of Jupiter in the future.
Why not?
But I don't think it's very good.
I mean,
it's not like
probably passable.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to get pizza from New York.
Well, yeah, of course. This tastes like it's from
old New York.
New old York.
Or just York. Alright, so where does the kitchen lead?
Okay, so the kitchen leads into a little breakfast area. There is a staircase in the breakfast area. Two doors in the wall you guys are facing right now. And a pass through that goes into another room to the right.
Stairs up or down?
Stairs go up. There's also another door, looks like under the stairs.
Alright. Okay, so I say we clear the first floor before we head up.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Since where are we starting off?
Guess we'll open one of those doors in front of us. Carefully.
I'm guessing you want me to open again.
I mean...
We're talking to Tack, I assume, right?
Yes. I mean, my out of character, my durability is only 35. Mm-hmm. So, if you could be our point person, it would be appreciated.
Well, all right. Can I, check this area for security?
Sure.
I have security ops as well.
Go ahead, roll it.
49 out of 75.
Okay. You do spot another camera covering the kitchen entrance from the upper corner of the room. Mm. It is designed to be as unobtrusive as possible. Looking at it, you would think that this... This house probably has some kind of a standard security system. It's not mesh accessible, or it wouldn't be in Jovian space. So you'd have to find like an actual connection port if you wanted to like break into it.
Hmm.
But you would guess that there's probably a server somewhere that's recording whatever's going on. If anyone's around, they could be monitoring it. There probably would not be a monitoring AI.
I'm going to go open that little door under the stairs.
Okay.
That might be where they keep it. But when I open the door, I'm going to, like, move with it.
Okay.
And, like, go back.
It opens in.
Uh-oh.
So you, like, open the door and kind of, like, jump back.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
You see beyond. There is a...
No, I don't look. I just open the door and walk away.
Okay. there is a set of stairs leading down into a basement. The lights are off.
I don't want someone coming up from the basement while we're looking around.
Barricade the doors?
Oh, I think we should clear it first. Clear the basement, then we can come up.
I thought we were going to clear the main floor before... Okay.
Well, look, this is what I'm thinking. If we're exploring over there, they can come up from the basement and come up behind us. If we clear the basement first, but then they can come and... down to the basement. There's no good options.
All right, whatever. I'm basement. Sure, let's do it. So I should stop the door I was about to try to open.
Yeah, let's go to the basement. Also, I mean, if I was going to hide a body, I'd probably put it in the basement. Mm-hmm. Is there a light switch?
Yes, there is. You toggle the light switch. There does not seem to be any juice.
Can I...
Well, this house is broken. Blow it up.
Yeah. Do I see the light? Like the bulb? Or whatever the light emitter is?
There is a... whatever... probably like an LED bulb.
Yeah.
You see it has been unscrewed.
Is it missing or just loose?
No, it's missing.
Yeah, they took the lights out of the basement. I don't have anything that would let me see in the dark. I believe, have enhanced vision.
I have enhanced vision, yes.
I have danger sense and situational awareness, but...
What does that give you?
Danger sense gives me a +10 to being surprised.
Okay.
Or, let me double check.
You're really good at being surprised?
Yep. Look how good I am at it. +10 to perceive tests to avoid surprise. And I also have situational awareness, which means I don't get a distraction modifier. Like, if I'm trying to do something in a firefight, I don't get distracted.
Cool. I'm trying to find...
Which one of those was two? Oh, situational awareness was two. That's right.
All right, so you guys are headed downstairs?
I guess so.
All right. Sorry, it'll be fine.
Which way are you guys...
down.
No, I'm sorry. Where are you going in?
I can't see, so Eric... So
he's first, yeah.
So Shrike's going first, yeah. And I'm using TACnet to, like, look through her eyes, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Down.
Whichever. Nope, I take the downstairs up.
You're going up the sideways stairs.
I want to go... left.
So you get downstairs without incident. You're kind of
nice.
You kind of like. I'm assuming you've got like a gun.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep the medium pistol out for now. I have an assault rifle railgun, but that could be for when I know I really need the high firepower.
That's the stats for the pistol if you need it.
I have one.
Oh, you have it?
Okay. Oh, well, oh no, all I have is the dice, sorry.
That's all you need.
2d10.
It does single burst and full auto too.
Give me that perception test.
Oh, you have your guardian angel too.
Oh yeah, I remember guardian angel.
I'm guessing that's following you.
Yeah, no, I left it at home. So perceive.
Yeah.
Nope, 64 out of 55. I could flip it, but I don't know if I really need to right now.
Okay.
Stop licking my pants, Alex.
Sorry. That's me.
It's timed well with her licks.
Gracie, why are you licking Eric's pants?
And that's my hand.
Oh. Alright. You were eating stuff.
Alright, so you get to the bottom of the stairs. And just as you cross down to the bottom of the stairs, there is a string that's kind of like a tripwire.
Like a telephone.
Tied across the doorway where you'll run into it. It breaks.
Hmm.
And you kind of wait a beat.
Another 14-inch.
No. You look around and suddenly you notice that the walls are starting to glow.
Mm-hmm.
All of the walls. As if they've been created, like transformed into vid screens.
I run up the stairs.
I'd like to start back up.
All right, so ref times three.
There is a dodge skill or fray. I don't know why I said that because my ref times three is better.
All right, well make me ref times three because it's really like.
I succeeded, 37 out of 60.
Okay, so you managed to, like, duck back out of the basement and cover your eyes and also, like, kill, Shrike's vid feed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shrike, you make me that same test.
You said
ref times
three. Ref times three.
Whoa, 59 out of 60.
Damn.
Okay.
Wait, times two?
Three.
Times three. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I missed it. Yeah, it's 59 out of 60.
So you kind of like duck and shield your eyes because as a firewall agent, you've kind of heard of these things before, and all of a sudden all these kinds of weird colors start reflecting off of the floor. It's
Jesus.
Flashing in like a really unpleasant, like your brain kind of picks up the rhythm of it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you like shake your, you know, no. Can make me another quick perceive test. See if you.
I'm not good at perceive tests. 97 out of 50.
All right.
5 out of 55.
You didn't get a good look at the room before the whatever this was went off.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of like at the bottom of the stairs and you're not looking.
Okay.
Could I make that perceive test? Because I was looking through her eyes before to see if we saw anything. Not probably not. Oh yeah, 37 out of 40.
Nice.
So before you kind of like rewind the feed and like frame through it. So if you're getting the basilisk hack, you're only getting like one frame.
Good.
So
good.
What is this thing?
A basilisk hack? It hacks your brain.
Oh.
So basically, it's a series of like video and or sound that attacks your brain and takes you, like hypnotizes you and makes you do stuff.
It crashes your mind basically.
Uh huh.
Before Shrike turned away,
mm-hmm.
She caught a glimpse of something. You managed to like frame through it until you get like a clear picture.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that the room is entirely empty. lit from all sides, like I said, as if the walls themselves had been transformed into vid screens.
Right.
There's some kind of what you suspect is like a diamondoid enclosure with a cornucopia machine inside of it. And it is fabbing something.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite sure what.
It's probably not good. So when she gets back up the stairs, I close the door to the basement. And then, like, a minute later, I just crack it open. Is there still, like, light coming up?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not going back down there.
No.
There's a fabber in the corner, though. I'll show her, like, the screen I took from her vision.
You can see, like, even in the blurry frames, whatever it is cranking out is like, pooling inside the structure and sloshing up against the
walls. So it's like a liquid thing?
It kind of looks like a liquid. You can't really get, like, a good sense of what it is. But after looking at it for a while, you see, like, it kind of, like, breaks apart and floats up like a gas, like a volatile gas.
Is there a crack under the door?
It flows around like a liquid.
I'm guessing that's some nano shit.
That's some we're not going back down there shit.
No, definitely not.
I hate the person who's in this house.
Yeah, me too. What kind of door, like, what's the door situation? Like, is it, can we bolt it from the outside? Can we lock this door? Is there, is it just like a, you said it's under the stairs, so like one of those small, like, trapezoidal doors kind of thing?
Yeah. It is a pretty heavy, you know, like, thick door. It's not a hollow core.
Can I just grab a chair and, like,
wedge push it under there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, during your time in the TQZ, you've seen a couple of things like this. You've never seen, like, you've never seen nanoplague in that concentration before.
Oh, well, yeah. It's not good.
But it's definitely one of those things that Nero would probably want you to purge if possible.
So if that gets out, it could conceivably destroy this whole place.
So like, how could we seal it in?
I mean, right now it's encased in diamond, which is pretty good. But depending on the type of nano plague, it could eat through that. If it's that kind of thing.
Well, we can't exactly go back down there and do something about it.
Well, not with eyes.
So how would we get down there without looking?
Well, very difficultly. Nope, I can't. My programming sucks, and I don't have hardware electronics.
My programming exists, but it's not good.
Yeah. My first thought was that we can use Snoopy, and I could jank his feed so, like, it only sends us, like, instead of, you know, 16 frames a second, sends us 4, which would break the basilisk hack because it would be, like, low definition, and we wouldn't affect our brains the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to do that.
What kind of program do you have?
My program is 15.
Oh, well, mine's 35, but...
Mm. Well... Let's clear the rest of the house first.
My interest is jammer. You said that was something about, like...
Yeah, you could jam into
a robot. I have hardware robotics. I don't know if that would really...
I'd let you mess with your bot to, like, lower the resolution on its feed enough. And, I mean, like, you'd probably bump into a few walls, but...
I mean, it's all right. He's a robo-mule. He can take it.
Oh, your bot? Okay.
Do you have... Oh, you have your...
Clyde.
Right.
But...
Do you have any weapons mounted on it, or...?
It's supposed to have a weapons mount, Alex said.
Yeah, it comes with an articulator.
It doesn't say
here. It has a weapon.
I guess.
But it doesn't list any of the other stuff it has, either, right?
Right. It just says Guardian Angel Bot. That's all it...
Yeah, I think you would probably have to buy a gun. Or hook one up to it. You got hardware robotics.
I do. I have 2 guns, so if I hook one up, I still have another.
Yeah. Well, like I said, let's I think we can leave the basement for now and then clear the rest of the house and then come back to the possibly existential threat in the basement.
You make it sound so nice.
Well, I mean, have you ever seen a nanoplague do its thing?
I don't want to.
No, you definitely do not.
All right, I guess we're clearing out this floor then.
Yep.
Like we were going to initially.
How long, Z?
All right. So, like I said, two doors in the wall that you guys are facing. There's another pass-through off to the right. There's also the stairs going up.
We're going to go to the initial door that I had been about to open before we said, let's not do that, let's go to the basement.
Okay.
Well, now we know don't go in the basement.
I'm going to open the door. Actually, let's do the basement. I go, damn it!
Maybe we can go back in the basement.
Son of a bitch! All right, so we already know there's a camera above that door.
No,
the camera was pointing towards the back door.
Oh,
all
right. You're not in the camera's field of view right now.
Got it. All right, let's see what lies behind this one.
I'm assuming nothing good.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure you're right.
All right.
I swear, what was our mission to kill the person in here?
No, I mean, our primary objective is to find Aerosmith.
Right.
Secondary objective is to eliminate Kevin McAllister.
I mean,
he's not a good person.
With what he's trying to do right here, I'm considering that my primary mission.
I mean, it's definitely climbing up the list.
It's up there for me. It's number one.
I've still got this
number
satchel.
Number one.
I opened the satchel on the way over, too. Like, what kind of explosives?
Enough to put a hole in this part of the hab. Not all the way out to space, obviously, but, you know.
Oh, so this is, like, level the house.
Yeah.
Explosives.
But again, like, that's, like, the anarchist terrorists attacked.
Right. Is it like a plastic explosive where it's inert detonator on it?
Okay. Yeah, there's a plastic bomb and, you know, a couple of detonators. It's like moldable and formable. Like, he gave it to you because you'll know where to put it and how to apply it.
No, I didn't know if it was like a TNT sort of thing where if it gets hit or jostled the wrong way, it's going to explode.
No, it's.
Okay, good.
They're more careful than that.
Good.
Sneeze and there's a hole in town.
You've got arsed on you.
Alright. I'm opening that door. Again, preparing myself to dodge from the
All screen. Right. Ref times three.
Not Frey?
Or you can make Frey if you want.
No, Frey's higher.
Ref times your Frey is higher?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, like,
good for you.
Ref is like reflex to like jerk out of the way. You're not like dodging a punch or anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You so just have to react quickly.
So ref times three?
Yeah.
No. Oh, actually, I think I'm gonna use my vigor to flip it.
You can't use vigor for that. Oh no, you could.
Yeah,
at any pool.
Using pools, yeah.
Yeah.
So I will flip my 92 to a 29.
Okay.
You could spend vigor now to give you a permanent bonus for 24 hours.
What?
If you spend any of the, like, the insight, moxie, or vigor, if you spend 1 point, you get plus 5, or 2 points, you get plus 10 to all skills that use vigor would be somatics and reflex.
Okay. Can I use 2 points after this roll? Can I use 2 points of my vigor to add plus 10 to my ref?
Sure.
Okay. It feels like, considering almost every roll I've made in this game, it might be a good idea.
And your song.
And song?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
For 24 hours,
right.
Which, or until your next recharge.
Right.
Which okay. we get short and long rests, basically.
Right. All right, so I've successfully made is 29 out of 60 on my rev times three.
All right. You open the door, and you hear what sounds like a can of pressurized air go off, and there's like a puff of something that comes right out of the doorway, and you quickly like jerk back. And your sinuses start to burn with it, but it's still like you hear the tss, and it's beginning to pool in the room.
The room we're in?
The room that you opened the door into. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
I'm closing this door.
Alright, that's not gonna help forever. You can still hear the, you know, something.
Right.
Oh, it's still going?
Yeah.
Oof. Can I put my nano detector by the door?
Sure.
Does it beep?
It does not. There's no nanoscopic particles.
Alright, well, that's...
Can it, like, detect substances, or...
Double check. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yes.
Detects nanobots. Wait. Exotic skill, nanobot detection 4. Oh. Oh, I got an exotic skill.
Oh.
Cool. And, oh, apparently that came with a knowledge of nanotech at 60.
Oh. You stay great, people.
Oh, that's good to know.
Interesting.
Knowledge of your monitor.
Nanodetector. Are small devices that suck in air and micro debris in order to scan for detected nanobots. Given that nanobots are so tiny, the density of nanobots in the area has a large impact on its success. The nanodetector has exotic skill, nanobot detection 40, for detecting nanobots. Plus 30 if... Oh, the nanodetector has the skill. That's weird. Okay.
So it can identify what it's...
Yeah, plus 30 if an active nanoswarm or hive is present. Nanodetectors often pick up expired nanobots from swarms no longer active, but they can assess whether the bots are still active or were recently and the rough density of the swarm in the area. Once a nanobot is detected, it can be analyzed either by the user or the nanodetector's AI using Knowledge Nanotechnology 60. Nanodetectors are often worn and left on, set to alert you if hostile nanoswarm is detected. Which is what I was doing.
Okay.
So the nano detector has skill points.
Okay.
That's a little weird. But no, so it's just nanobots, not substances.
Okay.
So hard to open.
Make it at plus 40, I think it, or at 40?
For nano detection?
Yeah. See if you can.
It has nanobot detection at 40. Yeah. Okay. That's a 4.
4. Yep. Okay. It's picking up very low density of inert bots.
Okay. So knowledge nanotechnology. No, that's a 91. So it can't identify it.
It's some kind of exotic design.
But it's inert, you said?
It is inert. It gives you like a red blinking glyph that says possible contamination avoid area.
Okay. We should not go in there.
This is gonna be the entire house. Everything. Don't go in here. Don't go in there.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to kill him when I find him.
I'll help.
No, you won't. I got this.
So we'll try the other door, I guess.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm also going to spend my 1 point of vigor for plus 5 to all my Salmon reflex tests.
That's plus 5 after you multiply it, right? Or before?
No, it's just after.
Okay.
It's just a straight plus
10.
Well, for you, plus 10.
Right.
So who is trying the door? Shrike or Davos?
You want me to take this one?
By all means.
All right. Does it open out or in?
I've nearly gotten killed.
It opens out.
Oh, all right. So I'm just going to stand back. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to grab it and step with it and jump back. So if anything shoots out, it doesn't hit me.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were thinking of it the opposite way. It opens into the room that you're.
Well, then. Yeah. Oh,
just die.
I'll just open it.
Okay. Make me ref times 3. Because it opens into the same room.
Great.
10.
10.
A big fan of him.
Yeah, you get this like burning sensation in your nostrils, and you start to like shake a little bit, but you immediately close the door and start coughing. There's some kind of toxic agent in there.
There's deadly nanotoxin, neurotoxin.
Alright. Where the hell else can we go in this place? I'm sick of everything here.
There was another door by the stairs, you said, right?
Yes. You could go up the stairs, you could go through the door.
Actually, let's check the other door by the stairs first.
Okay.
Look, we want to make sure we can clear this area so he's not hiding down here.
Right.
Alright. There's no door, it's just an archway.
Oh. See, we don't have to worry about triggering something by opening the door, at least.
So you come into a large foyer.
We have to get out! The room's on fire!
There's a what appears to be a bathroom to your right. You walk into the room. There's a big like wraparound staircase. You can see the front door of the house. Appears to be like plastered over with something. It covers the entire door. It is stuck like over. There's small like a line of windows on either side of the door. It's like stuck to the curtains. It's not like perfectly. There's not like a perfect line of demarcation. It's like sending out tendrils and like growing across the window panes and up. Over and through the door frame a little bit.
I'm really glad we didn't come through the front door.
It's Eric's favorite end drill.
I'm gonna hold my nano detector by it.
It doesn't get anything. But you do see a tendril of it does like break off and like start to reach for
me. I move away.
It is a very tiny, like kind of wavy little appendage, and you can see it like grasping for you.
Nope.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Nope. Alright, so fuck that.
Fuck this whole place.
And you hear from...
How much
from...
are you getting paid for this?
Nothing. Firewall.
You hear from up the stairs, I'm up here, you morons!
That's not a trap at all, is it? I guess what...
Was there the bathroom? Was there anything else in the foyer besides that horrible... whatever?
On the door? No, there was nothing else on the, in the room. There's a closed double door, to, like, if you're facing into the house, mm-hmm. doors behind you, stairs in front of you, closed double door on your right, and, an open, archway into what looks like a family room, and you can see through to like a den or a living room, but beyond that.
Okay. And we haven't been to where those double doors are?
No.
I mean, he said he's upstairs, but I still want to find that security system. All right, stand back. I'm going to open one of those double doors.
I'll stand back.
Make me a rough times three test, because it leads into that same room.
God damn it!
I hate this room!
Yeah, 14.
14, yeah, it's that same... it's the nanotoxin room.
Right.
Don't go in there.
Forget it.
It's still bad, it's still terrible!
Let's go upstairs.
Fine.
Whoever trap he's got and kill him.
Is the nanotoxin acidic? Like, is it melting the...
Yeah.
Okay.
So make me perceive tests if you're heading upstairs.
Do I get my danger sense apply? Plus 10 to being surprised?
Yeah.
Cool. Brings me all the way up to 50. Which I didn't need. 27 out of, well, 50.
I got 10 out of 55.
You're first, by the way.
Of course.
All right. So the two of you notice two things in rapid succession. Mm-hmm. The first, as you try to take a step up the staircase...
It leads into the room with the guest.
Surprise! The stairs turn into a slide. It goes right into the room with the nurse. Oh, you know the old saying: all roads lead to neurotoxin.
This is welcome to Aperture Laboratories.
Yeah.
The first is that the carpet like kind of changes color and texture like right at the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So you think there might be something going on with that carpet. The second thing that you notice is that there is like a big like chandelier in the room with you.
In the foyer?
In the foyer. And it's gotten a little dimmer. You glance up at it. And you see that there's this very fine kind of mist. It looks almost like a congeries of soap bubbles that break apart and like recoalesce, and they seem to be like floating around this thing.
Oh, it's Azathoth.
And
no, Azathoth.
No, it's Yog-Sothoth. And as you like look at it, you can see one by one on the chandelier, there's like little electric light candles. They start going out, and you realize it's because whatever this thing is taking the chandelier apart. So, make me a sand test.
Yeah.
How do you do that again?
Will times three.
Ooh. I got a 7 out of
43 30. Out of 45.
7 out of 30.
I hate this house.
I mean, I'm really leaning towards just blow it the fuck up.
And I was there.
No, Aerosmith couldn't get him. They were lost. Let's go. We'll just have to re-instantiate him.
So yeah, this thing should not be. You guys can each take one stress. As you realize that it is.
Where's my?
There's probably no box for it.
Where are the stats?
So lucidity is how much stress you have.
Right. All right. So.
So you're at 19. Jesus.
As the chandelier disappears, you realize that this thing is adding mass to itself, and it is starting to like stream down toward the both of you.
We should run.
So initiative.
How do you do that initiative?
1d10 plus whatever your initiative mod is. Yeah. Ooh, I got a 10.
14.
17.
And. Oh no, I don't have the thing that lets me do two actions.
No, they changed it in this. So if you want, you can use a point of vigor to get a second action.
Mm-hmm. No speed two.
Nope. They simplified a lot of the systems.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Yeah. Character creation is a lot simpler. It still took me like a little bit more than an hour, jeez. But part of that was waffling between what packages I wanted to take. Yeah. It's a lot simpler, though.
Game I ran only took like 20 minutes to make.
Alright, so, Shrike, what'd you get?
14.
14, and Davos?
17.
17, so Davos, you're up first.
So when you said something was happening at the top of the stair, do you mean like the stair we're on, or like all the way at the top of the landing?
All the way at the top of the landing.
Okay, is it something I could jump over?
You're not sure. So like what I mean by that is there's maybe like two thirds of the way up the staircase the carpet seems to look a little bit, like, damp.
Yeah.
And it stays that color. There's, like, a landing, and then it wraps around. You can't tell beyond that.
But that whole area is that.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
Can I, could I, like, run up to where it's wet and then, like, jump onto the railing and climb up the railing?
You could try.
Yeah, that's... So, athletics?
Yeah.
Great. I'm super good at this. You know what? I'm going to spend a point of flex and add plus 20 to the test's target number. So it gives me a plus 20. Yeah, so I get a plus 20 bonus, which brings me all the way up to 40 athletics. I rolled a fucking 43. So I'm going to use another point of a flex to flip that to a 34.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so I run up to the two-thirds mark and then, like, jump onto the banister and shimmy up that way.
Okay. So as you begin shimmying up the banister, you like, scramble a little bit and try to catch your footing on the carpet. And it is just, like, slick to the touch. Grab onto the banister and like, hold on for dear life, and you realize that the carpet on the rest of the stairs is coated in slip.
Yeah, it's frictionless fluid!
What are you doing, Strike? Because whatever this thing is, it's looking like it's gonna, like, swoop down from the ceiling and just, like, cover you.
Well, I mean, we need to get upstairs, but I don't want to die.
Do what I did.
Like I said, there's...
I am better at athletics than you are. Can I try something similar? Try to get up the stairs without touching that? Okay, so my athletics would be 40, but I also have the SOM aptitude, so it becomes 50.
Mm-hmm.
The vigor mabob. A 1 out of 50. these rolls I'm making.
You guys, you charge up the stairs right behind Davos, mm-hmm. And like just sort of throw yourself onto the banister, you can see below you that this thing
below you too
just like rushed into the spot where you were, and it starts eating its way through the floor and some of the walls. So make another stress check.
Well, at least it's over there now. It just wanted to eat the floor.
Both of us are just there.
Shrike saw it, that, you know, that place where he was just standing.
16 out of 30.
Okay, so you're okay because you're not there anymore.
Right.
You should get a
spot. If I was there, and don't think about it.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys are like perched on the banister, halfway, two thirds of the way up the stairs, on the first flight of a wraparound staircase.
Mm-hmm.
This cloud of whatever the fuck is. Seems to be rapidly disassembling the house, eating its way through the walls and the floor and the bottom of the staircase, and also seems to be building something in the middle of its mass.
How strong did you say that explosive was?
Very. But we're going to have to, like, find a window or something to jump out of now, because can't go back that way.
Yeah. I'm sure we can find a window. I'm sure it'll be trapped, but I'm sure we can find a window.
I'm going to keep shimmying up the railing.
All right, athletics.
Me too, if I'm doing so?
Yeah.
I just got 20 this time. I'm not spending more flex. Ooh, I got a 1.
22 out of 50.
Nice. All right, so it looks almost like for a second that Davos is gonna like fall off as you guys like round the bend.
I use my critical success.
Yeah, you kind of just like grab him and throw him back onto the railing. But you guys make it to the second floor, just in time. To hear the sound of a railgun's magnet charging up from below you.
A below us?
Magnet?
Yeah.
Like on the stairs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was making.
Oh.
I'm gonna move.
Good call! Role playing.
Yeah.
Good improv.
you find yourself on the second floor. Let me see.
Is this part covered in slip too?
No.
Good.
And you managed to
glue.
You managed to make your
anti slip
friction fluid
mega slip.
All right. So in front of you, there's like a whole closet. There's a couple of open doors to the right. Sorry, to the left. I'm pointing left. God damn it!
It's my right though. So it
yeah.
Works.
It was my forward, so it didn't work.
Yeah.
To the forward.
There's a back hallway. There's a big bedroom. There's a closed door to your left, and two more open doors that look like they lead to bedrooms.
Well, first things first, I want to get out of the way of the railgun.
Yeah, okay, I like that idea. It's great.
Where are you going?
Can we just get off the landing? Because conceivably it couldn't shoot us if we're not in rain. Like,
yeah.
So I'm just going to take a step down the hall first.
All right. Yep. Nothing happens. You kind of catch your breath for a moment. It doesn't seem to be following you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But big bedroom, little bedrooms. Where do you want to go?
I don't care. I just want to blow this place up.
Make me a perception test.
So much.
Do I get my surprise
both
bonus?
Yes, both of you.
Nope. 96.
28 out of 55.
Okay. So, Trike.
Yeah.
You notice the there's like a small closet door behind where Davos is standing.
Uh-oh.
And the walls around the door jamb and the floor, there's like a trail of something.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to it, and you kind of hear something shift.
And I'm about to get David from Shaun of the Dead
inside the closet. So you like rage. What do you do? That's what you see.
Good.
It's right behind him.
Right behind him. He doesn't notice it.
Nope.
I'd like to get him out of the way in case something's going to pop through or something.
All right, make me ref times three.
All right, so I do the times three first and then add the plus 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a 70. All right. 29 out of 70.
Nice. All right. So.
Having a good time.
Ducks still can't look up.
What looks to be an enormous, like,
kitty cat?
Bubble of mucus.
Why would a shape be in there?
What? That's what your concern is? Yeah. Why wouldn't it be in there?
throws open the door. Just as you yank Davos out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And rolls itself out onto the carpet in the hallway with like this giant pseudopod that it throws against the opposite wall. Mm-hmm. And like sticks to it. It's a little bit smaller than man-sized, and you can see it, like, when it touches the opposite wall, the wallpaper starts to sizzle and, like, curl away from it. And it makes like an angry gurgling noise at you. So.
God, we need to sell this stuff at Home Depot. It's really good wallpaper remover.
Yeah. I think it's also a wall remover.
Yeah, it's doing a little bit of that. So once again with the stress test.
Yep. Fair.
I failed that one.
I failed that one. 85 out of 30.
All right. You can take, let's see, strike. That's 7.
Okay, that's definitely a...
that's a trauma.
That's a trauma.
Yeah.
And Davos...
I'm at 12 now.
5.
Whoo! Just under my... it's trauma at once we're doing, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's just under...
And this thing is going to roll into initiative.
You can spend a point of something to ignore your trauma, Eric, I think.
All right, I'll spend a point of no gate crashing.
I think... Oh, maybe not. You can use vigor to ignore the effects of a wound. Oh, you can spend a point of moxie to ignore the effects of one trauma for 24 hours.
I have one moxie. What else can that be used for?
Refreshing a rep network favor, acquiring a clue, and negate a player's social gaffe that the character...
Oh, right, that rule.
Yep. You wouldn't want to insult Kevin McAllister here. You should save that.
Or I would want to insult him, and I use it when I accidentally say something nice to him. Fancy seeing you here.
Oh, wait.
So how do they do traumas in this one now? Is it just... You want me to... I'll look it.
I haven't actually read through the damage and stuff. I really should if I'm going to run this game. But do we want to play it like the first edition where a trauma is a minus 10?
Each trauma applies a cumulative minus 10 to all the character's actions and minus 1 to initiative.
Okay. So you lose...
Some traits wear drugs, isolates, and pools allow you to ignore trauma effects. These effects are cumulative, though a maximum of 3 traumas worth of modifiers can be negated. Each time you suffer a trauma, make an immediate will check. Modifiers apply. If you fail, you are temporarily stunned and disoriented by what you have experienced.
Oh, that sucks.
You must expend a complex action to regain your wits. Additionally, if you have a disorder triggered by that type of stress, it is activated.
Don't lick my eye.
If you receive 2 or more wounds at once... from the same attack, you must make a will check. If you succeed, you suffer the effects of disorientation above. If you fail, you suffer an acute stress response, which is fight, flight, or freeze. But that's if you take... I think they meant traumas, not wounds.
Yeah.
So if you take 2 or more at once.
Which you have not.
Right.
So you make a will check.
If it was 1 more point, I would have taken 2.
Which I believe would be a will times 3. Okay. Minus 10, though, because you're...
Oh. Unless you're spending the point to ignore the effects of...
Oh, you know what? Screw it. I think I need to spend the point to...
So then I guess you don't have to do it because you ignore the trauma.
Okay.
So then you don't have to make a roll. All
right.
And you don't get the penalties.
Good. I'm awesome. Gracie, get your head out of this wire. I have a very long charge of wire now. I've lost my...
Thank you for narrating for the audience.
I lost my good one, my other one, and I bought a new one. I didn't notice that it's 6.5 feet long.
So will times 3, and you don't have the minus 10.
Well, no, he's ignoring the trauma.
Okay, so
I guess you wouldn't have to do it.
Okay. So yeah, that thing rolled into initiative at 18. We're still technically in combat.
Yeah.
So we'll keep the initiative scores unless you guys want to reroll.
No, mine was as high as it could go. So
okay. It was pretty high too. So I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
All right. So it's going to hurl itself down the hallway at you, Davos.
Cool.
Because you're still between it and Shrike.
Right. So Frey.
Yep.
So I guess I should probably fray too, since if he moves out of the way, it's probably hurtling in my direction.
Yeah.
Alright.
That's a fail.
Oh, well, I'll roll it anyway. I don't want you to roll this up.
I have 1 point of flex, 1 point of action.
Alright. Well, I'll wait to roll until I see if I need to roll it. But I did roll a success in case I did need to roll.
Do you think I should use my last point of flex to succeed that dodge roll?
You might wanna.
Yeah. Well, let me see what it rolls first, because if I'm still gonna fail, then...
It got a 45 out of 70.
Yeah, I would have had an 8, so it would still hit me.
Oh, okay.
So I'll save that point of flex.
Okay. Okay. Remind me again. Superior success is MOS of 30 or more?
33? I think it's 30. 30 is... There's 30 and 60.
Yeah.
60 think, is like a double
superior. I think it's an exceptional success and a superior success. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm reading this right. So, here's the thing.
Everything is fine.
Davos, everything's mm-hmm. great, except this thing...
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're tackled by a blob.
Yep.
This thing hurls itself at you and basically body checks you and is now pinning you to the floor, holding you down with its mass.
Mm-hmm.
You are grappled.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get defense against its next attack.
Fair enough.
But, Shrike, you are still out of the way and able to act.
I don't know how useful shooting it would be. Because I could also accidentally hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's on a critical fail, probably, right. But, like...
Screw it.
It is... Shooter!
Assault rifle railed on shooting at it.
Okay.
You can do full auto. If you want to just fucking tear into it.
Yeah, it looks pretty horrible. I think I might want to. What's full auto do again? Is it plus...
They changed it. It's either a plus modifier to hit or a plus modifier to damage.
Oh, like the thing I was saying before you interrupted me?
Yep. full automatic. It either gives you a plus 30 modifier to hit or gives you plus 2 d10 to damage.
I'll take the plus 2 d10 because if I had the plus 30 to hit, I'd be rolling at a difficulty of 120.
Is it point blank?
It's pretty.
So that gives you a plus 10 to hit.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm rolling at 100.
So just don't roll a 99.
Yeah. Before you do that, though, Davos, make me another stress check. Because this is terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's fine, it's cool.
Crit success, 11.
Nice. Okay.
You gained some stress back. This is actually rather comfortable.
You know, it's terrifying, but it's really warm in like an amniotic sort of way. It's like returning to the womb.
It reminds you of being in your exo womb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It also reminds you of home, being in the TQZ.
Yeah.
The memories.
Yeah.
I don't know what memories are.
Yeah, take a stress out of
it. Yeah, okay.
Alright, so I just have to not roll a 99. I swear to God, Alex, if you said that and this is what happened.
Well, I'm the one who's getting shot if you do.
36.
36?
I would be the one who'd be shot with a full auto railgun rifle. That's not a benefit for me.
So I'm rolling 2d10 plus 2, and I get 2 extra d10 because I did the cool.
Yeah.
Let me get another
d10. So 4d10 plus. Do you want to borrow my d10?
Yours are cool and all, but I got so many dice here.
That's true.
I like your dice, though, I gotta say. This is my opinion. They're good.
Thank you.
Alright. All the bullets go into it, absorbs them, and kills Alex. It's rubberized.
Sorry, where the hell is it? Here it is, dirt. Yeah, okay. 26, you said?
Yeah.
Alright.
26, you said? Wait. Oh, no, Don't I get a turn before Eric does, though?
No, I never did my turn.
Neither did I. Yeah, Ray is reflexive.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, okay.
What was your initiative?
17.
17. So, yeah, you do get a turn. You want to try to get out from under
it? Well, I'm going to I'll go after Shrike shoots it now.
Okay.
But, yes, I would very much like to get out from under it.
Well, what happened to it when it gets shot? Let's let Ryan...
Is it dead?
No, it is not dead.
Okay.
Hang on. However, it is... hurting.
I've split it in twain. Now there's two smaller ones coming.
I'm gonna rend asunder.
That's phantom limb, right?
Yep.
And it's ignore.
Ignore me!
Okay.
Everything comes back to Venture Brothers, as it should.
Sorry, I'm just reading the stat block. Like I said, I didn't have as much time to prep this as I had really wanted to this week, but
just say it dies.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does not.
Ever? Shit.
I don't know.
But
it's a terrible exurgent thing. Who knows?
It does kind of squeal in pain.
Good.
And it starts to bleed. So you've seriously hurt the thing.
That's damn right.
Now I would like to get out from under.
Yeah.
Is that just a Psalm times three?
Athletics or Psalm times three, yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna use Psalm times three.
You kick it using, dealing its last hit points of damage and killing it.
That is a 30 out of 50.
Nice. Alright, so you scramble out of its grasp.
I hate everything in here.
You hear the childlike voice of Kevin McAllister from the other room, and it says, Dad!
Oh, God. Alright, that's fine.
So then we're back at the top of the turn.
Shot his father.
He's gonna roll into initiative as well.
Kevin?
Yep.
Fucking little jerk.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
Flames on the side of my face, burning.
and it is a int plus ref.
It's actually int.
Yeah, I think it's int plus ref divided by 2.
Minus 74,000.
It's a derived stat.
Yeah, I forgot to do that when I made Kevin.
I guess he just doesn't have initiative.
Yeah, he's just going to stand still. To point and scream until we murder him. Why did I get involved in the battle? All I could do was point and scream!
That seems really high for a... Because if I do in...
Oh!
What?
You roll 1d6 and add your initiative now.
Oh.
I mean, we all use the d10, so it doesn't...
Yeah, so we just evenly go down.
Yeah.
They added d6s to this. That's weird.
Yep. Let me jump to the character creation part, because it was...
Sorry, I'm fucking up the second ed rules, everybody.
Everyone's going to be mad, and they're going to report our podcast to the police.
Oh.
This is a knock on the door. I just did the second ed rules improperly.
That's Ryan. Take him away.
Damn it.
Where is
going to RPG jail.
Initiative. Reflex plus int divided by 5.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. So...
Go to RPG jail.
Welcome to
jail. There's just one person at the front. Every time you talk to him. Hi, welcome to jail.
Welcome to jail. It's cold out today.
Hi, welcome to jail.
It's cold out today.
Hi, welcome to jail.
It's cold out today.
Alright. So he is going to do a thing to you.
Why? All I did was shoot his goo dad.
Wait, what's his initiative?
His initiative is 10.
Oh, fucking...
So he's going at the bottom of the turn. He's doing something to you, Shrike.
I can't imagine why he would want to. Look how big and scary I am.
Actually, you're probably not that big and scary.
All right, look how just scary I am.
Definitely scary. Also, you have an assault rifle.
Yeah.
And you know how to use it.
Assault rifle railgun.
So make me that will times 3.
That just means it's
real. Feel like it. Alright, I don't know. Will times 3?
Will times 3.
26 out of 30.
30.
Railguns, basically, the main difference is you can use them in space.
Cool.
Space. We're in space.
Space. Can't wait, space. There it is.
I need to know more of that bridge constructor portal we were playing that night.
Yeah, it was on sale on Xbox, but it was like $15 still. I'm like, I'm not paying that much.
I'm so sorry. He rolled like a double lock.
No, I didn't even buy it. My friend bought it. That's why.
I just bought Dead Cells.
All right, back to the horrible... Oh, Dead Cells is good, yeah. Back to the horrible things that are happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's his turn.
He got a crit success.
Yeah.
He's doing something.
He's shooting his own head off.
Dad!
I'm tired of this world! Everybody betray me! Shrike come in and shoot my dad! My dad get turned into a pile of goo!
I didn't do the goo part, to be fair.
No, he did that himself. So Shrike, you go blind.
That's a bad thing.
You feel like this presence.
Even my enhanced vision.
Rooting around, yes.
Well, I mean, it's your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Something seems to be interrupting the connection between your eyes, enhanced as they are, mm-hmm. and your brain. So your brain can't interpret visual information for a while.
That's my least favorite thing.
Can she see through the TACnet?
No, not really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Even like your overlays are gone. You're just you can.
Man, I worked on those overlays. Like when you get a new follower, it pops up.
Yeah.
Damn.
All of your entoptics are at least the visual representations. Any of the like glyphs and stuff showing up on the TACnet are gone. You can't see them. You could if you had some like programming and a couple of minutes, you could probably like change it to like haptic feedback or change it to like you could feel heat where the bad things are, but
I have the programming, I don't feel I have the couple of minutes.
Wait, time out everyone. Wait a minute.
Hold the phone. So make me another stress test.
No. 26 out of 30.
All right, take one, because that's not normal.
Really, now?
Sure?
You don't just spontaneously go blind.
What are you at now?
11.
Jesus. His lucidity is only 20, Ryan.
Oh, God.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your insanity rating. I'm pretty sure when you hit your lucidity, you just kind of go catatonic for a bit. Or pass out.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit your insanity rating.
Oh, counting up. Okay.
Yeah.
When you hit your insanity rating.
I think you can make will checks to stay, like, cognizant enough.
Okay.
I don't know.
At least you could in the first hit.
We'll figure out what happens when that time comes.
Yeah. So, at the top of the turn, Mr. McAllister did not like it when you shot him with that rail gun.
Why not?
Weird.
And he is going to dive at you with claws that he has just sprouted.
I'll dodge.
All right.
I won't know where to dodge, but I'll dodge.
So he made me...
I figure my instincts now would be to... Something's going to happen to me, jump out of the way, either way.
Okay.
I figure it'll be a lower difficulty... I mean, a higher difficulty, obviously. But...
Yeah, you'll probably get, like, a modifier. What are you using to navigate since you've been robbed of your sight spontaneously?
Smell. I don't know.
Touch. Jump. Smack into a wall.
Right. That's a wall.
That's where the wall is.
Issues. I don't know what I could really use to navigate.
Your guardian angel.
Oh, right. I have a guardian angel.
It could tell you audibly, like, where to go.
Duck. Duck. Slide.
Yeah.
Jump!
Exactly.
You hear a mechanized voice in your entoptic say,
jump.
1.5 meters to the left. It's gonna jump at you.
Wait, my left or your ow!
So you can if you I'll let you roll that fray it with a minus 10.
Okay, so it negates my the
yeah.
All right. 53, 75.
Nice.
All right.
Fray is 75?
Yes.
That's... Stupid combat morphs.
Furies are awesome. So you jump 1.5 meters to the left,
exactly.
And you hear it hit the wall where you were just standing, and,
oh,
and its claws, like, gouge into it.
So next will be a step to the right.
back to...
Put your whole self in.
Yes. I'm gonna pull out my gun. I have a medium pistol. I'm going to switch it to full auto for plus 30 to hit. And I'm going to open up on Mr. McAllister.
Okay.
So that puts my guns at 65. I rolled a 72. Wait. Do I want to use my last flex to hit him? Yeah, I'll spend my last point of flex to flip that to 27.
You can do it, Alex.
Alright. So 27. You hit him. He does not, he tries to skitter out of the way, but, his claws really went into the wall.
15 points of damage.
Nice.
The usual amount.
I wish.
Hi, Gracie. Can I pet your head? I'm gonna do it anyway. Good girl.
And then
she is
a good girl. You hear Kevin shout, stop shooting my dad.
Tell your dad to stop beating up and ooze.
And also tackling us. We're actually more racist than angry.
Yeah.
Alright, make a will times three test, Davos.
That's a big fat no.
All right.
Are we both blind? This augurs well for us.
This is going to go great.
He's using something else on you. we'll get to that later. But you feel something funny happening in your head. Basically.
Mr. McAllister's still alive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, damn. I should have shot Kevin instead. Have we seen him?
I haven't.
Kevin? you turn around. He's standing in the doorway to one of the bedrooms.
Is he in a neotenic?
Yes, he is.
Of course.
He is a small blonde child, 9 or 10 years old. He seems to have a rifle slung across his back. And you look at him, and he is bleeding from the nose.
Good.
We're at the top of the turn with Mr. McAllister, and he is going to go skittering up the wall onto the ceiling and then drop down onto Shrike.
All right. What do you want me to do, bot? Fine. Where should I go?
Move 1.5 meters to your rear.
No, it's a step to the right.
Sorry.
So still minus 10 for the threat.
Yeah.
So I'm just concentrating on dodging.
You're still blind.
Don't know where to attack. I figure it's better to dodge. 21. Oh, I think it's 22. 21 out of 75.
He got a 22 to land on you.
Damn.
What would have happened if we both rolled 22s?
I think it's...
Defender?
Ties go to the defender, even with crits.
I'll reverse it to a 12. Oh.
Is it still armor defeating if you roll a crit?
I don't know. I'll check the
combat. I'll say no, in my opinion, if you had to ask me. In fact, it heals your armor. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still stuck in there. Combat. Oh, no, these are character archetypes. See, the pages are all weird. It's hard to...
Yeah, the preview.
They're all weird.
The link's done and... All the page references are C page XX.
Yeah. And also it'll be like combat's on page 243, but the PDF's only 200 pages.
The whole setting section.
This is all morph stuff.
You can control F.
Yeah, I searched for combat and got 200 hits. Melee combat.
This is prime listening, everybody. Like, making sure that we follow the combat rules so that Eric dies fair and square.
Here, I'll sing for you. I'm gonna get hit by an ooze. It's gonna hit me.
No, critical hits double the damage.
Ooze. Oh, okay.
Oh, just
but your armor, your armor still counts.
Okay, what's your kinetic armor? It's the number after the slash.
Six. Thousands.
You only negate armor if it says armor, armor defeating.
It does not.
Or armor piercing.
But it doubles damage.
Yeah.
So take 44 damage, less your armor.
No.
So 38.
I don't want to.
How many wounds is that?
Hold on, my durability is 50. Oh, that's 3 wounds. So, because you said 44 minus my armor, mm-hmm. So 38, yeah. So, yeah, that's 3 wounds, because my wound threshold is 10.
Yeah, okay.
What's this avail?
I have no idea.
Well, I beat the avail rating, so I win.
Oh, that's the availability of the morph. Don't worry about that. Oh.
Yeah. That's if you're trying to find one of those to sleeve into, the percentage that it's available on stage.
Yeah, it's harder to find.
Cool. So, you take 3 wounds. Make me a SOM times 3 test.
Is there anything I can do to negate wounds?
Vigor.
I have...
You can spend a point. You can spend up to 3 points.
I have 3 points of vigor left.
That'll let you ignore. You can only do it up to 3 times, but you only have 3. Or flex. You can spend flex for that. Oh, no, you can't spend flex for that.
I have 3 vigor. Can I ignore all 3 wounds? Or is that...
Yeah.
But then you'll have no points
left. But then you'll have no points left.
I'll ignore 2 wounds.
All right. So it gives you still gives you a minus 10 to right. everything.
So do I still have to roll that sound check because I'm not taking multiple...
To stay conscious?
I don't think so, because he's
no,
not...
No, yeah, you're only dealing with the one.
Right.
Because you're just kind of gritting your teeth and...
It's going to hurt a lot
being
later.
Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have medicines in your gear?
No, I don't see them. Meshins, serves, enhanced visions, cortical sac, claws, and bioweave armor.
Soldier gear pack. Oh, right, okay. You have a soldier gear pack.
That means... 78 more armor, right? Yes?
It's probably applied to that already, but...
Yeah, I would think so.
Soldier gear pack. You have the assault rifle, railgun, enhanced vision. Oh, grin, you have a combat drug, which lets you ignore one wound. So you could use that. Nano bandage, which lets you heal faster, and neurochem, which gives you +2 vigor. That's why your vigor is so high.
Oh.
So if you want to spend your grin... Instead of one of your points of...
Can I do that? And only take the 1 wounds, but I'm only spending 1 vigor?
Yeah.
All right.
And what,
so that's a drug he has? I'm sorry.
I think so. It just says ignore 1 wound.
Okay.
It sounds like it's great. What was the other package you have?
Gatecrasher gear pack.
That gives you... Oh, you have an auto cook, electronic rope, medium pistol.
What's auto cook?
It's the thing that makes food.
Yeah, it's a cornucopia machine for food.
Right. Oh, you have TACnet. Good for you.
Oh, all right.
I'll have TACnet.
You have a vac suit. Portable soul archive, which doesn't really help you. And meds, which heal 1d10 damage per hour for 3 hours. So it's like kind of like another nano bandage. Is
anyway,
the nano bandage...
So Shrike, you are like... In the process of moving out of the way, as per your angel bot's instructions.
Right.
And you feel something heavy and, like, painfully dig into your back and just, like, drag its claws all the way down.
I'll yell every curse I know simultaneously. In every language I know.
It's
all 3 of them.
So Kevin, who is in one of the bedrooms, he looks at you, Davos,
mm-hmm.
and he yells, "Why don't you come and get me, you big horse's ass?" And he runs back into the room. It sounds like he ran into another room.
Okay. Do I have to?
No.
That's okay. Not the thing he did to you. Something else is.
Yeah, no, it's. I know it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm going to stay and help Shrike.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to pull Mr. McAllister off of her and throw him.
Okay.
Well, I was on him. He was on top of me before. Is he sticky?
Yes.
Like, would I be able to throw him, or would he just get stuck on my hands?
He's sticky, and like...
That's a great question.
You look down at your clothing. It's a little bit eaten away because there's kind of like an acidic mucus.
Yeah, of course.
It's not something you want to grab. You've got gloves, though, so...
Do I have shock gloves?
No.
Oh, man.
Hell.
But I mean, like, would I be able to throw him, or is he just going to get stuck on my hands?
You think you might be able to throw him. He's got enough mass that he wouldn't stick on you.
Hey, dog.
Okay, so that would be athletics?
Yeah, and it's going to try to get away from you.
You know what? Instead of that, because it's going to be the same fucking roll, how do you feel about me swinging an axe at you with that thing on your back?
I wouldn't be...
Oh, it's not on his back anymore.
Okay.
He, like, just got out of the way, but it still, like, dropped on him and, like...
Oh, like, raked his... Oh, okay.
So it's on the floor behind him.
Gotcha. Okay, in that case, I'm gonna shoot it then. I thought it was on him. So I'm gonna burst fire, for plus 10 to hits. Okay. Nope.
How badly did you fail?
I got a 70 out of 30. No, with that, 45.
All right. It crit failed.
Oh.
It's fray check. So I'll say you hit it with regular damage.
Yeah. All right. It dodged into the bullets.
Yeah.
14.
14. Oh, man. It is still up.
As a free... Oh, no, you're blind. Never mind. I was going to toss you my axe.
You're like, catch! Ah!
Your angel box says, catch the axe. What? So you are
life
up again.
Bang!
I'm up again?
Yeah. Because it did that, it dropped from the ceiling, Davos tried to shoot at it and hit it.
And now it's your turn.
Would
my bot be able to tell me where to shoot, or is that too complex?
I would let you make, like, you can shoot it by, like, if you make a perception test at minus 10, mm-hmm. you can, like, hear where it is.
Okay, I'll try.
Flip it to an 80. Oh.
Yeah. There's a lot of noise happening right now. The kid is still shouting. This thing is like making angry screeching noises at you.
That should help.
It's just like echoing off the walls though, so you're not getting a localized. You're also worried that you're going to hit Davos.
Right.
So am I.
What the hell else can I do? Not sure what else I could do, and I'm blind.
I mean, you could just like dodge and try to get away from it more. Is there a way to overcome the blindness?
Sometimes it would take a couple minutes. And
no, I mean like just make the effect go away.
No, he failed his he failed his will test. I will tell you, it does have a limited scope, though.
Oh, maybe if you get away from Kevin, it'll wear off.
I don't want to go back towards where the railgun is.
Well, it's a hallway. You got two directions. Sorry. Well, you decide. Gracie wants to go out, so I'll be right back.
All right.
You want to go out?
We'll pause it. We'll take a brief break.
Okay.
And we're back.
I think I'm just going to try my best to dodge in case something is coming at me. I can't shoot well enough to hit him.
So I think you can declare full dodge, which would give you, if it's like the old rules, it would give you plus 30 to your dodge.
Okay, yeah, until your next action turn.
So then I would just have to...
If anyone's making an attack on
you, I just have to not roll the 99.
Yep.
You'd probably be with a minus 10 because you're blind.
Go home.
Sorry.
Alright. We are back at the top of the turn in that case. Kevin left the room, kind of expecting that you would idiotically follow him.
Characters, characters who have declared engaging in full defense get a plus 30 modifier.
Yeah. So it works the same way.
Damn right.
Kevin does not get his turn this turn because he has run into another room.
Ha! Ah,
what a
little jerk.
What a clod.
And this Mr. McAllister is going to
die.
No, you might hope so, but he's actually going to hurl himself once again at Davos.
No, that's me.
That's what I am.
Frey.
Yeah, you get full Frey.
I do, but I got a 98 out of 55.
Oh. No.
It gets a 49 out of 60.
I have one.
So you are once again pinned underneath it.
Oh, Mr. McAllister, I don't like you this way.
Instead of that, you just say gobbledygook.
And
you realize that you've forgotten how to speak.
Oh, I was hoping you would make him so
we're gonna make a gobbledygook stress test.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, 47 out of 45.
Let's see, I'd call that a D10 divided by 2. Let's see. 4.
Ooh. Alright.
As you start, now that you, like, concentrate on it, you look at all of the text in your Entoptic overlays, and none of it makes any sense to you. You've forgotten how to read. You can't speak. You try to form words, and you just like grasp at straws. And
but I can think, so like
yeah.
All right.
Meaningless syllables come out of your mouth, and you're aware that they're meaningless.
Okay. But so like I look at my gun, and I know it's a gun.
Yes.
I just can't form the word gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
You cool. also can't communicate with Trike.
I could. Oh. I was about to say, I could point.
Nope.
Hey, I can. It won't do anything, but I can.
Yeah, don't take
so
that
away from you're pinned under Mr. McAllister again. It rears back with its claws. You think it's going to drive them into you next turn. What do you do?
I would like to get it off of me, or get out from under it.
Yep.
What is
either,
that?
I think we said athletics last time, or sometimes three, whatever you want.
I'm definitely going to do sometimes three. Nope, that's 70 out of 50. And right. I used all my points to help me with those. So, yeah.
You are still pinned underneath it. Shrike, you hear...
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear Davos saying like nonsense words angrily. He sounds like he's swearing, but like trying not to actually use swear words. you are still blind.
Right.
What are you doing?
Can I try to perceive again to see if I can maybe pull that shot off?
Yeah.
I'm screaming, shoot it! But it just comes out.
Oh, hold on. Oh, well, okay. I forgot to roll a tens one, but when I don't do that, I always do the thing to the left most is the tens, and the thing to the right most is the ones. So that'd be an 18 out of 45.
All right, yeah. You can hear it. You hear what is disturbingly like a giant sentient blob chuckling.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds like a giant blob.
you know right where to put the bullets.
Bad move. I was, pull the gun and shoot right in the direction. Can I still full auto or?
Yeah, I think you get one more.
Doing crazy.
Depending on the size of the magazine.
Right, so what are you using? The railgun?
Yeah.
Does it say what the magazine is?
No, it just says it's a railgun. And it has damage ratings.
Let's go with, just so we don't have to spend... I think you get, it's 25 shots to the magazine. So you can full auto twice and then do a burst.
Okay. So now, since...
Oh, no. Assault Rifle Railgun is 90 in the back.
90, okay. I like you that get better. A bunch of full auto shots.
Well, it's 90 plus 1 in the chamber.
So my my guns...
Oh, wait, you have an Assault Rifle Railgun?
Yeah.
It's armor-piercing.
Oh. Would that have been important before?
Yeah.
It armor-piercing cuts half the armor.
All right, well, it'll be...
Also, no point blank, so I guess you don't get a point blank bonus for it.
Okay.
So wait, you hit it twice?
No, only once.
Only once. All right, so in that case, I'll just cut out half its armor from its hit points.
Yep.
It is closer to being dead.
Okay.
Good job.
So my guns is 80. It's ref based, so I get the plus 10, but it's the wound, so I get the minus 10, so it's back to being 80.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing it for weight. Yeah, I'm doing it for damage. Yeah. Watch me regret this.
No, watch me regret this.
57 out of 80.
It's going to try to fray.
Don't.
It does not fray.
So now it's, again, 4d10 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's armor piercing. All right, that's a 10. 12. So we've got 22, 24.
All right. So that changes its turn up a whole bunch. You paint the wall with this thing, basically. Flecks of acidic goo go everywhere. Davos, you can hear it squeal in pain.
You understand that.
Yeah. There's
how could you do this to me?
Language, you don't need language to understand pain. Shrike, just as you finish cutting this thing up, your vision clears.
Yay. I see it so cinematically in my head as it takes you down, it laughs, and then just the close up of my ear and just like, bad move, don't even turn around, shoot right in that direction.
It's more of a, like, you're going full auto, so you gotta, like, grab the thing, and like, bad move, and then you, like, turn, like, precision, shoot this thing, and just kinda, fill it full of bullets. Your vision just, like, clears, and you can see the gore spatter that this thing left. Its blood still looks disturbingly human. And it is going to attempt to...
Oh, it's still alive?
Yep.
Oh.
Barely. It is going to attempt to flee down the hallway. So it is going to... Let's see.
I'm sure it was dead. I like the dog.
And so do I.
Alright.
That's why I buy her food.
I like the song. I'll starve her.
So, I made an athletics check at a minus 30, and it rolled a 99. So, instead of fleeing down the hallway, it drags itself off of Davos's body and starts, like, pulling itself along the carpet, making, like, pathetic mewling noises. as it bleeds to death. Davos, you're free. You scramble away from it.
All right, I'm gonna use my last burst fire before I have to reload. Am I point blank?
Yeah.
The only way you can solve this problem is to talk it down.
So I'm gonna use the burst to hit. So that's plus 20 to my guns, and I got an 8 out of 55.
Nice.
So.
It's going to try to fray. I think it gets at its base.
Max damage!
Yay!
It does not fray.
Good, I got 20 for damage.
Yeah, that kills it.
Eat a goblin box.
Jesus, frozen fragger.
What? Whatever.
Frozen fragger.
You hear, kill
him.
I point to my head. I point to the room, because you could see now. I point to the room where Kevin went. Uh-huh. I point to my head and just, like, make words. Frozen, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know what you said, but he did something to me. I guess he did something to you. He's dead. He's dead. He is three times as dead as anyone could ever be.
Hosha, Baba.
So what do you do? He ran. You didn't see it, but you saw where he went.
I points. I pop out my magazine and slam another one in because I use my entire clip on that fucking guy.
Should I even just shoot through the door? I'm thinking.
The door's open, right?
The door is open.
Oh. I'm keeping my gun. I want to keep an eye out. There's probably still some sort of trap somewhere. Now that I can keep an eye out.
Do you want me to go? I'll go first. This time. Okay. So.
What are you doing, Greasy?
Because you're the best chance to actually kill him.
Right.
So I. Davos puts his hand on Frey's shoulder. Frey. I don't know why I called you Frey. Shrike. On Shrike's shoulder. And I like move in front of you.
I don't know what you said, but I get the point.
And I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna stick my head in the door first.
All right.
Wait a minute. And I point to your guardian angel.
Wait, you said you stuck your head in.
No, I was about to, and then okay. I stop. Because I remember we have a fucking flying robot with a camera. So I point, I gesticulate at it emphatically, and then gesture to the door.
Okay. To pull yourself back in time, make your breath check.
Yes, 7 out of 65.
Okay. Yeah, you don't...
It's a social cap.
I'll spend my moxie.
So you point at the drone. You're sending the drone in?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, and put your gun on it.
Oh, yeah, I could put the medium pistol on it. So I still have my rail gun. What kind of roll do I need to do a fix that? Robotics?
Hardware robotics, yeah.
All right. 34 out of 60.
You have done this many times before. You strap the gun to it.
Go get him, Clyde.
All right.
Show if there's anything that we need to know about before we do the game.
Oh, it was a 90. It was a failure. I can't even see it, but it fell on the floor, so it's a failure.
He was rolling to make us win.
Damn it.
He was rolling to make us win.
What is your robot's durability?
I don't know. None of the stats are on here.
It's just like, you have this thing.
Thousands. Millions.
I have a gear list right here. I just need to find it. I think it was in your gate crashing gear.
He's getting double dead if Clyde goes down.
Nope. Covert operative. Soldier was your other gear pack?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't in the gear pack, it was just something that...
Yeah, I just need to find... Guardian Swarm, no, that's me.
Hold on, I'll see if I can find it.
There we go. Personal defense rotocraft, small size. Here we go, got it. Guardian Angel, armor of 16/12, 25 durability.
25 durability.
And armor.
Alright, there is an ungodly squeal and sparks fly as it flies through the door. It takes 13 damage, armor piercing. The door has been laced with monowire.
I don't know what that means.
Nanometer thin wire.
Mm.
That cuts the shit out of you if you pass through it.
Does it cut the shit out of bullets that pass through it?
Probably not.
Does it cut the shit out of my diamond axe?
No, you can, it, like, so here's the thing. It's so thin, it damages you, but then it breaks as soon as you pass through it. So, The angel bot flying through it probably cleared all of the stuff off of at least like the top half of the door.
I'm just gonna take my axe and shoot.
And once he's clear out of the way, I'm gonna be shooting inside.
Well, you can still look through your bot.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you look at the blade and you can see like gouges on it. Mm. But you like wave your hand through the door and
no, I don't. I wave the blade. I wave the axe through the door.
Yeah. It eventually stops taking chunks out of your diamondoid axe.
Good. I'm not doing that with my hand.
Oh, get rid of this.
Slice that off.
My hand's gone, but so's the wire. Oh, I can't do this thumbs up.
Other hand. You swing the axe through the door, and eventually, like I said, flecks of it stop coming off, and you think it's safe.
Yes, that's it.
I'm going to look in there, trying to look through Angel. My Clyde is the name of this, I forgot.
Yeah.
And if I could see him in there, I'm going to go shoot at him. I'm just tearing this guy up if I can.
he's not in the room that you, that Clyde went into. This looks like a back bedroom. Mm-hmm. Again, like bare. No furniture.
There's a bear?
No, there's no bear.
Okay.
No furniture at all, no evidence of like personal belongings or anything like that.
This is the room that he pointed to me that he went into, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There is another door that leads to a back room.
I need to kill him. I want to check that door before going in.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't want to get murdered by the door.
The door just comes off his hinges. Oh no, it's a thumb.
you do see, you catch sight of him in the next room.
It might be an illusion or something, but...
Well, send Clyde in first.
Yeah.
Clyde has a gun.
Clyde does. I'll... Ask Clyde to go do that for me. And he has to listen because he's my robot.
You don't ask him, you're controlling him.
Yeah.
But I'm polite to Clyde.
It's the only thing I'm polite to. Alright, let me see. See how this goes for him. He hasn't been hurt yet.
Huh? Sure.
It goes pretty well. so... The robot kind of spooks him. He's like in the corner, kind of like cowering.
Mm-hmm.
He like goes as he sees the robot like point its gun at him. He doesn't look like he's doing anything. You know what? Let's roll for initiative.
Oh, D6 is now.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll do it the right way.
No.
Novel concept.
He's going at 9.
I'm at 11.
Very nice.
I'm also at 9.
Okay. So his action is going off at the same
time. Kingdom for a grace.
Well, what is Davos doing?
So we're tacking at it, so I could see what Clyde sees.
You can see what Clyde sees.
I don't really have anything that's going to help with this. smoke my orbital ash.
Perfect. There he is. I'm going to get high.
I'm going to hold my turn. I'm going to let Clyde go first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can I tell, like, if he's trying to do something?
It looks like he's like, closing his eyes and chanting something.
Okay. I'm not in the room with him.
No.
So, yeah, I'm going to wait. I'm just going to watch and see.
So, as he's chanting, the lights in the hallway start to flicker. There's like a bear bulb in the room where he is, and that like explodes. And you see, you start getting like a low battery feed from Clyde. And then there's like a big like like a thunderclap that just came from the room on the other side. Clyde's feed is dead.
Oh, I didn't get to act at the same time.
You can try.
I was going to try to just have Clyde shoot at him.
Go ahead.
What do I roll for that?
It would probably be
It's your gun skill.
33 out of 80.
Nice.
So, double damage. Okay. Oh, man, too bad you didn't full auto.
Ooh. Okay, so 2d10 and double it.
30.
Yeah, I hope that does it.
All right.
My luck is not gonna... He's gonna be like, I'm immune to all
robots. He's at a Neotenic. They don't have a high durability.
No, they don't. You know what his durability is?
30.
30. And you know what?
What?
He wasn't wearing armor. So he's unconscious, but here's the thing. That thing that I said still happens.
Right, there's like a thunderclap.
All the lights go out, and Clyde is not responding to your prompts anymore. You get kicked back into your own sensorium.
Clyde.
Oh, am I still no speaky?
A couple more minutes.
It's a time. I don't know because he was down at one
point. Right.
Okay.
I don't know what he did, but I don't like it, and I can't find Clyde.
Really?
Can he understand me?
No.
Oh.
You can't.
Oh.
Sorry.
You can't comprehend language.
Okay.
So you know he's trying to tell you something, but you can't.
What's wrong with you, Brian? I give you my axe, because you'll be better with it.
Okay.
So, but I saw what happened in the feed, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna march right in there.
And ask him a question.
Axe wielding.
I'll follow.
All right.
We should have ran. Now we're dying.
No. You like jump out into the like quickly. Into the doorway, looking in to the room where all this went down. Clyde is lying on the floor, battery completely depleted.
But okay, just gotta charge it.
Yeah.
And there seems to be like a perfect sphere missing from the room, like floor. It's like under the eaves of the roof, so like part of the roof is missing. So is Kevin for that matter.
I'm so pissed off right now.
Did he fall through the floor?
You look down, he's not there.
What's below us?
You look down. You see, three more of those things that Mr. McAllister was.
Let's get out.
What?
I'm pointing towards the exit.
Is there a window anywhere?
Yeah, it's, you're in the back bedroom.
Okay.
Here's the thing, like, you saw the Fabber making whatever in the basement, the nanoplague.
Oh no, we have to blow the place.
Make me a perceive test.
Cool. Get my both surprise bonus.
No,
just him or
either one of you.
Is your perceive
both or just one of us?
Both of you. You can do it.
14 out of 55.
18 out of 40.
Okay. You, like, look around. Like I said, the rooms are completely stripped as if someone took all the furniture and used it as feedstock or for fabric mass.
Yeah.
You see down the hallway...
So that diamondoid thing contains all the mass of all the furniture in the house?
Maybe.
Fuck, that's a lot of shit. Okay.
You kind of like look around, you peek in the rooms, you notice, you see the remnants of Mr. McAllister, the closet that he jumped out of you from,
mm-hmm.
Contains, blinking lights. It is a server cabinet.
Oh, okay. Can I patch? No, wait, no, not doing that. Can I have my diamond axe back?
Oh, yeah, I got so much use of this.
All right, before I do that, can I roll security ops?
Uh-huh.
Or with my 75 in security ops, is this just the security system?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Okay.
This is, it looks like the kind of setup you would expect those cameras to be hooked into.
Right, okay. Can I pull the hard drive? Does it have a hard drive?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to pull the hard drive, which presumably has the footage of us.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take and put my axe to it.
Okay.
And just cut it to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do so with no problem at all.
And I do like half of it, and then I give it to Shrike for her to do something.
Okay. I'll chop the hell away at it, too. I need
it's to stress reliever.
More, yeah. Take more of my anger out, because My lucidity is low.
Is my speech coming back yet?
Yeah, now it is. We'll say as you're like taking out your anger on this server cabinet, you start forming words again.
Motherfucker! Oh! All
right, I understand that.
Oh my god! Axe!
Thank you. That's an
All right. Well, we haven't found Aerosmith.
I have a good feeling that we're not in the, he's not in this place, and if he is, I have a good feeling he's going to be exploding soon.
Yeah, you want to just set the charges and go?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, is this enough for if, like, I just leave the bag in the middle of the house, everything will explode, or do I have to, like, plant charges?
Well, here's the thing. You would like to do more of, like, a controlled demo, but you know that unless you plant charges directly against that diamondoid box,
it's not gonna.
Whatever is in there is probably gonna survive it, even if the house collapses in.
Yeah. Okay. If I just put the whole thing on that box, would that be enough to take out the rest of the house?
Probably.
Okay. Also, that box is the worst part. So we need to blow the. Why am I suddenly Brit? I changed my accent.
Yeah, that's
the side effects.
That's what happens when you forget language. You lose your accent.
So we need to make sure that that box gets destroyed.
Right.
We need to, I'm saying this in character, and we need to put this charge, like, right on the box.
And the box is down in the area with the flashy lights that we don't want.
Yeah, in the basement.
So how the hell do we do that?
Oh.
Between you guys and the basement, you can see there are those, you can hear those things like crawling up the walls through the, you know, through the hole in the floor.
Oh, I have an idea.
There's that, there's swarm thing made the rail gun guarding the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, no, okay, so here's my thinking.
Kevin went somewhere.
Yeah. There's a door outside that leads into the basement. Snoopy's still out in the backyard.
Damn.
We jump out the window here. I put the bomb on Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
You use your robotic skills to mess with his feet so we won't get brain-fuckled again. I guide him right in there, lean him against the box, and then hit the button.
I like it. Couldn't word it better myself.
First, we got to jump out the
window. Now that you could word it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you said there's a window here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just going to break it and jump out into... Is there one that faces the backyard?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Just going to break the window and jump out into the backyard.
We fall right into the trap door that leads us into the basement.
Make me an athletics check.
Eighty-eight out of 20. Oh.
All right.
I do it fantastic.
Yeah, so you managed to land, like, really gracefully.
We both got criticals.
I landed in the superhero pose.
Yeah, basically, you punch the ground and land on one knee and then look dramatically up at the camera.
And then he falls.
And then you... in the snow next to you. So you just take a D10 of damage for that.
For falling.
Two, right. Yeah.
Good. That's all the damage I've taken so far. Falling out of window.
You poor boy. I'm sorry for your two.
Oh, I'm sorry the combat morph got hurt in combat.
Ow. Okay. Ow, man.
Oh, that's the worst pain ever.
I thought they were spinning this thing for a much higher gravity than I thought. Okay. So I go over to Snoopy. I prep the bomb.
Okay, make me a demo check. Test.
Wait a second. Hardware, demolitions. Hardware is cog. So I'm going to use my only point of insight to give me a plus 20.
Nice.
Or should I save it for afterwards if I need to flip?
No.
Fuck it. I'll go. 60 is better than 40. Oh, wait. Hardware, demolition is already at 60. So this puts me at 80. 80.
So we kind of need this to work.
I know, but I don't know if it would be better to roll and then try to flip it afterwards. But if I get like an 89, then I can't flip it. Right. All right, yeah, I'm going to stick with the plus 20. 30 on the dot.
Nice. All right, so yeah, you know what you're doing, but you still kind of like John McClane it with the detonators in the C4.
I put on one,
yeah,
and then put on another one, yeah, and then I look in the bag,
yeah,
and stick them all in. Well, I mean, he gave us five. I feel bad to waste them.
And I have to robotics check?
Yeah.
I'm going to use my one point of insight to add 20 to it, so I'm rolling at 80. 33.
Nice. All right, so yeah, you
didn't need to use the insight. Critical success.
You slip right into the robot sensorium and just like charge it down the stairs.
Wait. Goodbye, Snoopy. I give him a little pat.
Was I able to jump out and take Clyde with me when I jumped out?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, they're small. It's just
you tuck it back into your bag or whatever.
He was a good bot, I assume. I just met you.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he really just carries my stuff around, but I like him. All right, I'll get another one. Go.
So for dramatic effect, I will say that Snoopy charges down the basement steps, which are once again covered in slip.
Oh man, it's hard to knock those robo mules down though.
Yeah. The walking algorithm is really good on it though, so it like launches itself into the door and breaks through.
Yeah, I guess we're not really worried about subtlety right now.
Yeah. It lands at the bottom of the stairs. You see through the robot's sensory feeds, Shrike, that the walls are all just displaying static. That pattern is gone.
Oh, okay.
It was playing through the security server that you asked.
Ah, wow. All right.
Baby Satan, sorry.
Yeah.
And you see Kevin lying, like, bloodied and broken, by the side of this, by the side of the diamondoid box that the maker is in. You can see him reaching up with one like trembling bloody hand, to a biometric scanner, on the one face of it. It looks like he's trying to put his palm print on it.
Crazy.
He looks over at the robot. What do you do with it? Like, are you...
Does it have any manner of, like, hands, like...
No, it's just
six legs.
It might have a speaker.
Yeah, you could probably say something to him, but...
Shoot. It's been too long since I've seen the movie. I can't think of any other why.
Oh, no, no, so...
I'm in the feed. No. The one with the keep the change, you filthy.
I was going to say that.
Instead, I'm just thinking we should just say Merry Christmas and then hit it.
For some reason, that flashed in my head, but then I was like, wait, no, that's not from Home Alone.
Yeah.
Is that a real movie he's watching?
No.
Okay.
They shot it for Home Alone.
Yeah, it's for the movie that he watches in the movie.
Right.
It's called Angels with Filthy Souls.
Right.
Now I want to watch Home Alone. I haven't seen it in years and years.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Oh, he does say Merry Christmas, you filthy animal?
In Home Alone 2, I think.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
And then,
boop.
So the drunkie charges.
We should back up.
Yeah.
A lot.
Both of you athletics.
And then we just both die too.
Athletics?
Athletics, oh, so run the fuck away.
I fail.
You fail?
50 out of 20.
Oof.
1 second.
Wait, we have the car out front, right?
Yeah, you do.
Can I dramatically drive away instead? Because I definitely have pilot ground craft.
All right, yeah. Instead of running, you can bring the car around and get ready to.
So I don't have to roll then, right?
Yeah.
Should I use the roll I just did or roll again?
You can use the roll you just did.
All right, so that's a 50 out of 55.
Okay.
Because it's probably on a weak AI. Yeah. Since we're blowing the house up, I just call the car into the backyard.
The van like crashes through the fence. You guys jump into the car as it passes by. You see the jelly exurgents like screaming, squealing from the upper window.
Yeah.
As you,
I flip them off as I drive away.
You tear us out of there, through the sensorium of Snoopy, you both see Kevin McAllister's last action is as you blow the house. Fire shoots out of all the windows. And it collapses in on itself as you peel out of the yard.
We put our sunglasses down as in the rearview mirror the explosion, and then we just highway to hell starts.
Oh, we forgot to do the sink thing.
I guess you guys are the fire bandits.
Damn it!
So you see behind you.
Go back.
The house is just like shooting bricks are falling out of the sky. Neighbors are coming out to see what the fuck just happened.
And not being vaporized?
No.
Okay.
You don't see, you like stop and you look back, you don't see anything like crawling or swarming out of the rubble. You guess you did it.
Sorry, Fred.
You peel out. So I'll let you guys narrate the epilogue. You ditch the van.
Yeah.
You report back to Nero that Aerosmith is probably permadead and should be loaded from backup.
Yeah.
And what happens to Davos and Shrike?
Shrike wants to fix Clyde before.
I think you just gotta like plug him back in.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's just the battery. Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole battery unit is just destroyed. Mm. So you replace the battery entirely, and Clyde works fine.
Good. He's my only friend.
So out of character, what happened is that Kevin was using a Psi Epsilon slight to teleport himself, which he can only do once because it hurts him, and you shot him. He needed to drain the energy from pretty much everything in a 10-meter radius to do it.
Would that have hurt us if we were nearby? Would have it drained
if
us?
If you were closer, no, it would. It doesn't drain like it's
like electrical
energy. Yeah.
Whew.
So?
Davos gets the fuck out of there. Fuck Jovians.
He head right back to Mars.
Yeah.
You get less trouble leaving because they really don't, you know, you're...
I also don't have a bot with
you. Yeah, you don't have a bot. Your visa is expiring. They get rid of the transhumans.
Yep.
So they gladly let you board a freighter on its way or a transport of some kind on its way to Mars. How about you, Shrike? You replace the battery in Clyde and...
My Shrike's reason for being here was not this job. She was here because she was on a kind of a hint that she could find out more about the memory she's missing here. So I figure she won't be leaving just yet.
All right.
Yeah.
So you get a bit of the aftermath of this story. It is of course, you guys didn't really set anything up. To indicate that it was, you know, anarchist agitators, but...
wasn't really enough time.
Yeah. We had, more pressing matters.
The Nero, has some other, firewall contacts on station that kind of, push things in that way. The McAllister family was supposed to be on vacation during this fiasco, but the twist of this scenario was that Kevin was not actually home alone. He just turned his family into exurgents.
Wow. What was he making in the basement?
Nanoplague. So the backstory that I came up with for this was that Dr. McAllister, Kate McAllister, worked for Cognite. Mm-hmm. She was experimenting on samples of the exurgent virus, hoping to, because the virus is like so infinitely adaptable, she was hoping to like reverse engineer it into whatever the mother strain was.
Okay.
That was how the Lost Project got infected with Watts McCloud, because that was like the safest, most stable version of the virus that they were able to produce. She of course volunteered her baby to be a participant in the project. And as soon as things went south, she got the fuck out of there.
And left her kid.
And left her kid. Because, you know, he was a
monster.
Psychopath. he became obsessed with finding out what his mother was doing, and that's why he was scouring the TQZ for samples, because he also, you know, found out from Cognite files like what she was working on, right, and wanted to do that. And he came home basically to tell her that he was following in her footsteps. And she was terrified. And then she became that femtoswarm that tried to shoot you guys.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I let her stay at the bottom of the stairs, because if she had come up and joined the fight, you guys both would have been dead.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got corrupted. He became an Epsilon level exurgent, and the infection was driving him to like produce enough nanoplague to infect the whole station.
Yeah.
And that's, so that's what they were doing.
I'm glad we stopped him.
Yeah.
He seemed like he was not a nice boy.
He wasn't kind.
Nope.
He would not make friends with the homeless old man in this second movie.
No, that was the first. Oh, the homeless. No, there was the salt shovel.
Old lady, yeah, right.
It was the pigeon lady.
The pigeon lady. Yes. Right.
There was the salt shoveler in the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Old man Marley. Mixed
up. Yeah.
Who murdered his entire family
and put them in a bucket of salt.
But was actually just a lonely old man who didn't talk to his family anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. That was Operation Ho Ho Ho.
Nice. I like it.
I was upset that you guys were doing so well on those reflex checks against the traps.
I wasn't.
I could only, well, you didn't like, so it was Twitch that was filling that one room, that you kept opening doors into.
Fucking, God, I was the learner! So, see, that's what I, when he made the hole in the floor,
yeah, you,
I thought it was just gonna be in the nerve.
I didn't even think about it.
So I was like, oh god, what's below us?
So this is a map I found, and that's the actual Home Alone house.
Of course.
Oh.
So the room you kept opening doors into was 3.
The dining, oh yeah, there's a lot of rooms, yeah.
There's a lot of doors into that room, and I actually said that there was a double door that was closing off that archway.
Good.
Just to prevent you guys from
doing anything.
Yeah.
Jeez, you came up with traps for everything.
Not really. I just like labeled the rooms so I could, yeah, know what they were.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, there were only like 7 or 8 traps, and then I was like, fuck it, I'll throw some ex-surgeons in there.
Why not?
This one's an anoswar, but this one's this, and this one's an iron to the face.
Well, I enjoyed it.
I was really.
We were
sad.
Harry and Marv.
Yeah. You were Harry and Marv.
We were more successful.
You were a
we
lot
did
more
kill a child. No.
Well, he wasn't actually a child. He was,
yeah,
he was a force-grown monster who had basically murdered his whole family.
Ugh. Typical Christmas story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody who's listening.
I hope this doesn't happen to you on your holiday celebration.
I hope it does.
Oh, Jesus, Alex, you mean.
Yep.
If you wanna listen to my new favorite holiday song, look for Joe Pesci, If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas. Which is a very entertaining little song that he did on a joke album based on my cousin Vinny.
Rewind this game, start it over, and play that song endlessly on loop for the entire game.
Yeah. Oh no, my favorite Christmas song is going to be this game, but I'm going to auto-tune the entire thing. That's my favorite Christmas song.
So that thing growing out of the front door, I'm just...
Kudzu?
No, it was a dubstep disc, which I remembered from No Evil. Which is a patch of smart material that latches onto you and basically hacks your sensorium and repeats like your thoughts to you at like a delay. So you start thinking in dubstep and it drives you crazy.
That's yeah. Oh god.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I stream now on my Switch, my computer plays back my voice to me while I'm talking, and it's a moment later. It distracts me so much. I can only imagine.
Can you just mute your computer?
If it was in your brain,
I wouldn't be able to hear the sounds from the game, and I want to hear the game. So, yeah.
The poison gas in the room was actually Twitch, so that wouldn't have killed you, but it would have disabled you. There was the basilisk hack in the basement, the butcher's block railgun.
What was the hack to make us do?
What do you mean? Oh, it was just an incapacitant. It would have shut down your brain and made you just slump over and drool for a while.
Okay,
we just failed that roll. Game over already.
Yeah, we just both go in the basement.
Yeah. I had a plan for that. Since it was only two of you, and I had kind of planned this out for four. If you had both died or gone insane, you would have sat up and the whole, situation would have paused around you and it would have turned out to have been a firewall training simulation and they would have just put you right back into it.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Like, you guys are an erasure squad, there's no one to clean up the mess but you, so try again.
But do better this time.
Yeah. You passed the loyalty protocols. Now you gotta pass this.
Cool. Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it. Anyway, does anybody have any last holiday-themed Will thoughts?
This is my favorite version of Last Action Hero ever.